more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
I'm back here at Lewis Boffin Field with the Thayer Bobcat and the Mountain Grove Panther captains are on the field for the coin toss. And, of course, Coach Rogers from Mountain Grove, Coach Bill Weber, they shake hands. And the officials get together with the captains. Jace Haven, the senior all-stater, is the captain for the Thayer Bobcat. And it is number 44, Mark Russo, is the captain for the Mountain Grove Panthers. And Thayer actually got all the seniors out there, Adam. They got Landon Madden. They've got Jordan Madden. They got the big dog, Bobby Dale, along with Jesse White, Chris Cray, Alex Victorino, and Kale Willison, all
the
out
leg.
There as honorary. Yeah, the leg, Kale Willison, they're all honorary captains tonight here on senior night at Lewis Boffin Field. Another big game in the area tonight. The West Plains Zizzlers are at home. Zizzlers taking on the Bolivar Liberators, the team that eliminated them from the state playoffs a year ago. And West Plains trying to complete an undefeated regular season. They are 8-0 going into the ballgame tonight with Bolivar. Of course, they're already the Ozarks Conference champions, I believe, for the second straight year. So good luck to the West Plains Zizzlers playing up the road at Zizzlers Stadium. Here, it's the Thayer Bobcats and the Mountain Grove Panthers. Looks like Thayer has won the toss. They're going to take the football.
Oh, yeah, you're going to take the football. That's Bobcats. Billy Weber football.
That's Billy Weber football. Take the ball and likes to get on top early. Well, we got a wind whipping around here in the Lewis Boffin Stadium. 1 minute's blowing out of the north. The next minute is blowing out of the east.
Either way, it's coming right in this window.
And blowing right out the west, I guess.
Yeah.
And, but a great night for football. This is high school football weather. And I want to say thanks to some of our Thayer Bobcat boosters as we get ready for the game tonight. And they include a whole bunch of really good folks. And I have lost my list. I'll find that.
It's down there.
Oh, there it is. It blew down on the floor. All right, thanks to some of our Bobcat boosters tonight helping to bring you the ball game. And they include the Clary Funeral Home to Thayer, Mammoth Spring in Alton, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, Thayer Plant Food and Farm Center, the Alton Bank, Shipwreck Event Center in Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting, Langley Animal Clinic, and the Sunset Salon and Barbering. Along with some other folks, they include the Carter Funeral Homes of Thayer and West Plains, First Baptist Church in Mammoth Spring, and Fred O'Neill, Attorney at Law, and the 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer. Bobcats send Jace Haven back deep with the Madden boys to receive this kick. And Mountain Grove wearing the white jersey with the maroon trim. Maroon helmets and the gray pants tonight. Bobcats wearing the green and white. Here the kick is going to sail to the left side of the field. It's going to go out of bounds. So Thayer's going to get it first and 10 at the 35-yard line. It'll be the senior starting at quarterback tonight, Jace Haven, his third game back from the broken shoulder. And, boy, he was good a week ago through another couple of touchdown passes for the Thayer Bobcats. Mountain Grove comes out on defense, and they're big number 51 taking the field. Boy, can't help but notice that kid. Look at it.
Talking about this one right here? Yeah, 51.
Yeah, like Jackson 61. Holman. Bobcats, they'll start with Jordan Madden in the backfield along with Jackson Willison, and they're going to come out in the single wing, two receivers wide to the near side. Double tight end on the far side. Haven up under center. Going to give him a little dive play over the middle. Ball's on the ground, and Haven jumps back on it. That'll be a one-yard loss. Little problem with the exchange there between Haven and Jordan Madden. So that'll be a one-yard loss on first down. That's not the way to kick off your homecoming game.
No, that's a rough start.
That's a rough start. Bobcats like to get that positive yardage on first down. By the way, first down brought to you by the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Remember, for every touchdown the Bobcats score tonight, Thayer Dental Clinic donates $50 to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Thayer comes out here in the power eye, double tight set. Haven up under center. They're going to turn, give the ball to Willison. Willison cutting to the outside. He's got some room. He's out to the 40. He's to the 45-yard line and brought down. That'll be a first down for the Thayer Bobcats on an 11-yard run by Jackson Willison. And they ran that trap play, and it was another great block by Zach Jones for the Thayer Bobcats. Actually, they're going to mark him short of the first down marker. Not a very good spot right there. Ball's back at the 44-yard line. So it'll be still go down to about a 10-yard pickup. It's third down and one for the Thayer Bobcats.
I think
that was a huge hole.
I think his feet were moving the entire time as he was going to the ground.
I think so. He never stops. Power eye again. Bobcats going to give it this time to Willison. Running up in the middle. Breaks the tackle. He breaks another. He's across the 50. Down to the 48-yard line and down. That is a 7-yard pickup on a third down and one. And a first down with the Thayer Bobcats. Brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Jackson Willison running hard. Number two, the Bobcat Jr. Haven getting the play in from the sideline as they move the sticks on the far end. First down of the game for the Thayer Bobcats. Just underway here at Lewis Bosman Field. Come on out. Grab you a coat if you do. Maybe put on your insulated bibs and come out and enjoy some Bobcat football. Haven and shotgun. This time going to get the ball to the sweet man. That is Jordan Madden trying to get outside. Gets hit behind the line. Ooh. Gets hit again. Ball comes out, and the Bobcats jump on it at about the 49-yard line. Jordan Madden took a hit in the back, and that ball popped out. Let the Bobcats jump on it. We got a penalty flag down at the Mountain Grove 49. It's going to block in the back against the Thayer Bobcats. So that's going to bring it back. It will nullify the fumble. So that's a good thing. But it's going to take the ball backwards about 10 yards, and it'll be a first and 20 for the Thayer Bobcats from their own 39-yard line. So two penalties already in the game and two fumbles in the game already, although the Bobcats have recovered both of them. First time that they played in really cold weather. Yeah. That ball gets slick. They'll have to learn to adjust. They get very hard. They'll have to learn to adjust. Four wideouts on the field. Pitts in the slot right. Willison going across the formation. Haven rolling to his right. Sets his feet. Throws. It is complete to Pitts. Brought down immediately down at the 46-yard line of the Mountain Grove Panthers. And that'll go down as about a 14-yard completion. 14-yard pickup. So a first and 20 goes to a second down and about six for the Thayer Bobcat. Boy, that beautiful ball thrown by Haven right into the gut of Landry Pitts cutting across the middle. Pitts had a good game catching the football last week. Second down here for the Thayer Bobcats. Second down and six down to the Mountain Grove 46-yard line. Got to get just inside the 40 for a first down. Haven in shotgun. Got Jordan Madden to protect on the left side. Willison goes in motion to the far side. Haven this time rolling left. Going to get some backside pressure. He's just going to tuck this thing and run. He gets back to the 45 and out of bounds at the 44. Maybe 43. Now they're going to mark him down at the 44 where he went out of bounds. It's going to be a third down. And about 5 yards to go, so just about a yard on the pickup for Jace Haven. Somebody's got a block. Young man broke free into the backfield like he didn't even get blocked at all.
Yeah, that was Gavin Moore, big number 36.
Yeah, Gavin Moore, big kid. This is a pretty good Mountain Grove football team. Don't let their record surprise you. They have been in most of their games and had chances to win some of those games. Bobcats here in the Veer formation. Haven pulls up, a little read option. Now going to cut it to the outside, looking to run for it. He's to the 40, down to the 35. Lowers his head, runs through a tackler, and out of bounds at the 29-yard line. That's a good run. That goes for about, 18 yards?
Yeah.
18 yards on the pickup for Jace Haven on really what looked like maybe a busted play.
Yeah, it might have been something a little wrong there.
But that's what the All-Stater can do for you. That's what he can do for you. He got great speed, even though it doesn't look like he's going very fast, but he's just running by people. So a first down for the Thayer Bobcats down to the 28-yard line of the Mountain Grove Panthers. First down brought to you by Ozark Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Bobcats in the power eye here. Willison is the deep back. They fake it to him. Haven looking to throw it. He's got a man wide open. Completes it to Madden at the 25, to the 20. Cuts it back inside down to the 9-yard line. What a play. Thayer Bobcats with a 20-yard completion and another first down. I mean, Haven had two defenders bearing down on him, and he kind of Patrick Mahomes that one, little sidearm, and got it to Madden, who was wide open out in the flats. Ball goes all the way down to they actually marked him out at about the 11-yard line, so it won't be first and goal.
It'll
be first.
Right on the 10.
Oh, is it right on the 10?
Yep.
Now they're going to pull the chains out. Says it's a first and goal to go. First down brought to you by the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Thayer Bobcats in the Community First Banking Company red zone. They turn, they pitch it to Madden, run over the left, got a block. Because inside that block, he gets down to about the 7-yard line. Pick up about 3 on the play for Jordan Madden. Jordan didn't play last week. He was quarantined. Jordan and Landon Madden, neither one played last week in the 34-13 win over St. Pius up in Festus. Second down and goal to go here. Thayer Bobcats in the Mountain Grove Community First Banking Company red zone. Haven brings out his troops. Again, they're in that single wing. Three receivers in a bunch on this near side. Haven turns, pitches it to Willison. Willison cuts it back the other way. Cuts down inside the 5. Going to get close to the goal line. Touchdown, Thayer Bobcats. 8-yard touchdown run for Jackson Willison. And he made a cutback at a 5 and dives into the end zone. And the Thayer Bobcats have taken an early 6-0 lead over the Mountain Grove Panthers. They took that ball through their own 35 and they marched it right down the field despite having the big 10-yard penalty midway through the drive. 8:18 to go here in the first quarter. Extra point try to come. Cale the Leg Willison will tee it up at the 10-yard line. Haven is the holder. Got a pretty stiff, well, the wind actually has died down a little bit for the kick, so Willison will be thankful for that. Ball is up. Kick is right down the middle. It's good. Bear Bobcats lead Mountain Grove 7-0 here on Homecoming 2020 at Lewis Bosman Field. We'll be back with the kickoff in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The school sports season is upon us. Knox Orthopedics wishes all area athletes an injury-free season, but sometimes the unexpected occurs. The four highly qualified orthopedists, Dr. Knox, Rawls, McCall, and Franklin, are ready to evaluate and treat your injuries with on-site x-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy. They will get you back on the road to recovery and doing what you love as soon as possible. Knox Orthopedics, appointments available in West Plains and Mountain Home.
We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football with Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
Well, Thayer Bobcats have taken the opening kickoff at their own 35 and ran 65 yards down the field for the first touchdown of the night. Comes with 8:18 to play here in the first quarter. Beautiful drive, and Thayer actually overcame a first and 20 and even had a second down and 12 at one point on that drive, but Haven, 2-for-2, throwing the football here in the early going. And Willison with good yardage on the ground. Willison and Jordan Madden both. Willison with 23 yards on the drive. Madden with 19. Well, they are doing it on the
Haven's
ground.
Haven's got 19.
Oh, Haven's got 19. Oh, that's right.
Madden's got three.
So doing it on the air and on the ground here against this Mountain Grove Panther defense. Willison's got it teed up, ready to kick off here with 8:18 to go in the first quarter. And it's going to be a low line drive going to the left side, taken by Mountain Grove. And then the ball carrier falls down, and he'll be down immediately. Got up and took off running, but nope. Those knees touch. You are down. It was number 2.
It was Alex Casas.
Yep, Casas making the reception. And it looks like he'll stay in there. No, he goes off now. Mountain Grove coming out with a sophomore quarterback. Tyson Elliott wears number 5. Played in the game a year ago when Thayer went to Mountain Grove and beat the Panthers up there at Panther Stadium. And they're going to throw the ball a lot. They, with the young talent they've got, they want to throw the football. They got a man going wide to the far side. Quarterback is in the backfield. That is number 5, Elliott. Elliott, shotgun formation. Got a man going in motion. They're going to give it to the fullback. He's going to get into the line, get stacked up right there. Nowhere to go. Or the running back on the play.
Did you see that number?
Looking for it right now. And
44, maybe?
Yeah, I'm not sure. They're on that end of the field where we can't see them back behind that line. But anyway, 2 yards on the gain for the Mountain Grove Panthers there. We'll try to get that number straightened out. And number 29? Number 29, yep. That was Trenton Bevin. He's the fullback again in shotgun formation. They got a man going in motion, going to hand it off to the motion man. A little jet sweep going to the outside. Mean Austin Green giving chase. The Bobcats come up and cut him down at the line of scrimmage. Actually, it's going to be a 2-yard loss on that play. And the Thayer Bobcats came up and made a big defensive play. That goes for a 2-yard loss. Number 21, Holland Glenn on the carry for the Mountain Grove Panthers. They like to run that wing, that double wing. Billy Weber talked about that on the pregame show. That time they gave the deep handoff to the Bobcat defense. Came up and made the play. It'll be 3rd down and 10 now. For the Mountain Grove Panthers, their first possession of the night. We're down to 7 minutes to go in the first quarter. Elliott again in shotgun. Tyson Elliott, the sophomore quarterback. Looks like a throwing down here. Straight back looking to throw. Steps up in the pocket. Throwing this one deep. And this ball is going to be intercepted by Chris Cray at the 50-yard line. Chris Cray, the senior, back after a week off last week, picks off another pass for the Thayer Bobcats. And I guess the thing you might say if you're Mountain Grove Panthers as well, that's as good as a punt.
Yeah.
Chris Cray was brought down immediately, but another big play for the senior safety, Chris Cray. Chris has had, I don't know, I'm going to have to find that out, how many interceptions this year, but I think it's somewhere around 6 or 7.
Next year we need to get somebody to donate money to St. Jude's for every interception we have.
Well, I tell you, if we were doing that this year, we'd be in business.
We would be in business.
All right, Thayer comes out on the first down, brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic, Haven and Shotgun. Straight back looking to throw. Got some pressure now. Going to try to run away from it. Gets hit in the backfield. He's going to be down all the way back at the 42-yard line. Jace Haven gets brought down back there by big number 61, Brody Shelley. Or is it 51?
I thought it was 57.
57. Hunter Means.
Boy, what a name.
Yeah. Also number 61 out there. Number 61, Brody Shelley, is a freshman.
That's a big old boy,
That's
too.
A big kid.
Athletic looking.
And shows some athletic ability. So Haven is sacked for about a 7-yard loss on the play. It'll be second down and 17 for the Thayer Bobcats. This time they come out in the I formation. Willison is the deep back. Take a handoff to the fullback, give it to Willison, run it up in the middle. He's going to get a bunch of it back, running over the right side. He'll pick up about 4 out to the 46-yard line. That'll bring up third down and about 14 for the Thayer Bobcats. 5:48 to go here in the first quarter. Thayer Bobcats already with a 7-0 lead. We'll be checking on some of the other games around the region here in just a bit, especially that West Plains game with the Bolivar Liberators. Bobcats come here. Again, in the I formation on the third down and 14. Haven up under center. Gives it to Willison. No, keeps it. Looking to throw it out in the flats. Jordan Madden wide open at the 50. Makes the catch. Gets down to the 47 before he's brought down. That's about another 8 yards on the play for Jordan Madden. Catching that one in the flats. Another good play by Haven. It'll bring up fourth down, and the Bobcats are going to punt this ball away. Well, didn't get enough for the first down. It'll be fourth down at about 7, and the Bobcats are going to be forced to punt. Mountain Grove sends a man deep to receive. Haven, of course, is the Thayer Bobcat punter. Looking to get this one down inside the 10-yard line. There's the snap. Oh, and there's a fake. Bobcats are fake, and Haven probably could run for it here. He gets across the line of scrimmage and dives to the first down marker. First down, Thayer Bobcats. Jace Haven, we do have a penalty flag down back around the 46-yard line of the Bobcats. So hold the phone. We do have a penalty flag down. And we'll have to wait and see what they're going to call here. Looks like this thing is against the Thayer Bobcats. It's going to bring it back. So Haven had all kinds of room to run out there, and he hesitated a little bit before he took off. He wanted to throw that football. But the penalty is going to back it up, and they'll repeat fourth down. And never did I see officially what the call was there. But the ball is going backwards from the line of scrimmage for 5 yards, so it must have been the illegal procedure. Yep, illegal procedure against the Bobcats. It is fourth down and 12. Haven to punt it, and I'm pretty sure he'll probably punt it this time. 4:48 to go in the quarter. Bobcat offense still penalty riddled. Here's the snap, kind of high. Haven puts the foot into it. Good high kick. It's going to hit out of bounds, and this is going to end up being not a very good punt at all. Haven, that ball is going to be marked out of bounds at the 30-yard line. That'll go down as just about a 25-yard punt. So best field position of the night for the Mountain Grove Panthers. They've got it at their own 30-yard line, first and 10, with 4:41 to go, and the Bobcat offense sputtering a little bit. Adam, the penalties have hurt them.
Yeah, there seems like every time you turn around, there's another flag.
Yeah, another penalty. It may be some of the distractions of homecoming and all of those things, but they'll get it figured out. Elliott in shotgun for Mountain Grove. He'll be there all night. Got his man going in motion. Hands it off to him, looking to run over the left side. Going to be brought down from behind after about a 5-yard pickup. That number 21, that is Holland Glenn, a sophomore running back. He lines up out there on the wing. They're putting him in motion on every play. So Glenn picks up about 5. Landon Madden ran him down from the backside and rode him down like a bulldog. They bulldogged him out there. And the Thayer Bobcats here facing a second down and 5. Bobcat defense, which has been really good all year. Figured up earlier, the Thayer Bobcats have only allowed 49 points all season.
That's an impressive number.
Only 49 points all season, and 30 of them were in one game. Second down and 5 for Mountain Grove. They're going to get the ball to the fullback this time, running up the middle, and got a first down for the Mountain Grove Panthers. That was a good run there for the Panthers, right up the heart of the Bobcat defense.
Number 40.
And number 40 on
Brendan
the carry.
Brendan Rogers.
Brendan Rogers, probably Coach Rogers' son. Brendan picks up about, got about 9 on that play, didn't he?
Yep.
9 yards on the play out to the 41-yard line. So Mountain Grove with a new set of downs here near midfield.
Their first down of the game.
They send the man wide to the far side, wide to the near side. Double wing formation. Got a fullback on the right hip of the quarterback, Elliott. Now sends a man in motion, fakes the handoff, looking to throw the football, throws it over the middle. It's caught by number 21. He's rushing down the field to the 30, cuts it back at the 25, finally brought down to about the 21-yard line. That's a big play for the Mountain Grove Panthers. Caught the Bobcats sleeping a little bit. Number 21 got open, and that was Holland Glenn. Number 21, rumbled down the field. Boy, he was fast. Haven had to come over and make the stop. Well, the Thayer Bobcat defense, they'd mark him down at the 23-yard line. That's a completion of
About 40 yards.
With a short pass and a good run by Holland Glenn for the Mountain Grove Panthers. Double wing again. This time Glenn going in motion. Gives going to be to the fullback. He's met in the hole by Landon Madden. There's nowhere to go. Number 29 on the carry. That is Trenton Bevin. And Bevin will get forward progress for about a one-yard gain. Landon Madden right there to meet him in the hole and drive him backwards. A one-yard pickup for Bevin. And a second down and nine now for the Mountain Grove Panthers. Glad to have you along on the radio at K-Country 95, and glad to have you along on the live video feed, streaming video on our website at ecomnewsnetwork.com. Second down and nine for Mountain Grove in the Bobcat territory, down to the 22-yard line. Elliott again, the sophomore at shotgun. He throws the ball to the outside, makes a completion, but a good hit by Jesse White, and brings down the receiver at the 17-yard line. Be a pickup of about four, going to make it third down and six. Yeah, well, give them a, yeah, about four. Going to be third down and five. A big third down. Bobcats looking for a stop here. Mountain Grove inside the 20-yard line at about the 17. Number three comes on the field for Mountain Grove. Drew Vaughn bringing in the play for Elliott, the sophomore quarterback who throws a good ball. That was a rocket. That was a rocket. Number seven coming out wide to the near side again. That is Bryce Stenzel. Elliott in shotgun. Nobody in motion in the double wing. And now Mountain Grove is going to call a timeout. Panthers want to talk about it. Third down and five. Big play here inside the Bobcat 20. Timeout on the field with a minute 57 to go in the first quarter. Thayer leads it 7-0. We'll take a timeout. Be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Simmons Bank is proud to support the Bobcats. Simmons believes that healthy, vibrant communities don't just happen on their own. They happen when people make investments in each other, because we accomplish more together than we do alone. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
Simmons Bank is here for all the Bobcat fans. Simmons Bank takes pride in helping customers realize their dream to buy the perfect home, start a business, or save for a child's college education. Visit a branch or get more information online at SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Now, more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
Well, if you're watching on the World Wide Web, on our website at ecomnewsnetwork.com, our live stream brought to you in part by Southern Bank in Thayer, along with Alex and Kylie O'Neill at the RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer, along with the Community First Banking Company of Thayer, West Plains, and Mountain Grove, and Ozark Insurance out of Thayer, Gainesville, and West Plains. Third down and five here for the Mountain Grove Panthers. They've done a good job moving this football. Of course, the drive, the big 40-yard pass play was huge for the Panthers getting down inside the Bobcat red zone. They've got it at the 17-yard line. Called a timeout there as they came to the line of scrimmage last time. This time the play clock at 21 as they get to the line. Elliott, the quarterback, in shotgun. Now brings the man in motion, fakes it, and goes the other way with it. And the ball carrier is going to be hit at the 15 and brought down right there. Bobcat stayed home. And another big play. Jace Haven came up to make a hit along with mean Austin Green, number 58 for the Thayer Bobcats. It brings up a fourth down and about three. Big dog Bobby Dale also helping out on that tackle there. So fourth down and a short three now for Mountain Grove. Fourth and a short three for the Panthers. They're going to go for it down to the Bobcat 15-yard line. They got to get right about the 12 for a first down. Minute 26 to go. Here in the first quarter, Panthers trying to tie this game. Thayer Bobcats trying to get a goal line stand. Elliott again in shotgun. 7 seconds on the play clock. Man coming in motion. They give it the other way, and the ball carrier is going to get a first down just inside the 10-yard line. Number 21, Holland Glenn, makes the move, and that's why that double wing is so impressive. That was a pickup of, what, about 5 yards and a first down for the Mountain Grove Panthers. It'll be first and goal to go for the Panthers at the 10-yard line. The ball is sitting straddle of the 10. We're under a minute to go here in the first quarter. Mountain Grove getting players in and out. Play clock down to 17. We're down to 51 seconds to go in a quick first quarter here at Lewis Bosman Field.
Has been a quick one.
Elliott in shotgun formation again in the double wing, looking to throw this ball over the middle. It is caught for a touchdown. Number 12. That is Jace Dowden makes the catch, the tight end, on a slant at the goal line. Bobcats had the defender there, but he out-wrestled him for the football. So the Mountain Grove Panthers score on what probably be the final play of this first quarter. 39 seconds to go, and they are within the extra point of tying this football game.
There was nothing wrong with the defender on that one.
No, good defense. It was just a better play by the receiver. Dowden made a nice catch. Here's the snap back. Ball is up. Kick is good. Just inside the right upright. And the Mountain Grove Panthers have tied the game at 7-7 with under 30 seconds to go. Actually, 39 seconds to go in the first quarter. We'll take a timeout. We'll have a kickoff in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Scott Cecil focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Scott Cecil in Thayer or Donovan.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Bobcat football continues now. Here's Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
Well, Thayer Bobcats can just blame themselves for allowing that touchdown. And I'm not talking about the defense. I'm talking about the offense. They went for the fake punt and made it. But we had an illegal procedure call. Bobcats then had to punt the ball to Mountain Grove, and they took it 70 yards for a touchdown. Highlighted on a 40-yard pass play in the middle of that drive, and then, of course, Dowden with the 10-yard reception. Bobcats looking to get on this kick. Got it to Landon Madden. He returns it out to about the 30-yard line. So they are going to get pretty good field position to start this drive at their own 30-yard line, first and 10. First down brought to you by the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. 33 seconds to go in the first quarter. And, again, a very quick first quarter of football here. Chase Haven back on the field, the quarterback, the Bobcats senior. Jackson Willison and Jordan Madden will be in the backfield here. Looks like Lane Grimes and Jesse White in at the receivers. And, of course, that Bobcat offensive line, which has just done a great job all season long. And now we're going to get a whistle and the official stopping play. And see what they're talking about. Oh, we got a Mountain Grove Panther going to be
got a little blood
taken off the field. Yep, must have some blood on him.
68 will come in.
And it'll be first and 10, Bobcats. First down brought to you by the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Haven and shotgun, two receivers back there, two backs back there. They give it to Willison, and Willison hit behind the line and dropped again.
Big number 57 again.
57, making the play for the Mountain Grove Panthers. That is Hunter Means, another sophomore for the Panthers. It's a very young Panther football team. And they stopped Willison there for a one-yard loss. It'll be second down and 11. Well, the Thayer Bobcats, who, aside from that first possession, have not looked real good here tonight. Not going to take anything away from Mountain Grove. They've come up here, come down here, and they're thinking, you know what, we get a chance to be the only SC team to beat Thayer this year. Right now they're playing like they want it more than the Bobcats do.
They at least want to spoil it.
Absolutely. All right, that's the end of the first quarter. We're tied at 7, Thayer and Mountain Grove. We'll be back to Lewis Bosman Field for our second quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
So you're ready to finance a new home, but you don't quite know where to start. Community First has a variety of mortgage loan programs to fit every home buyer. Whether it's your first home, your dream home you've always wanted, or refinance the one you already own, Community First has a plan that's right for you. And with interest rates at historic lows, it's a great time to finance. Make an appointment today with a Community First Banking Company location near you in West Plains, Mountain Grove, or Thayer. Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
Farming is a way of life, and State Farm agent Scott Cecil gets that. State Farm's farm policies are designed to deliver broad and flexible coverage customized to how you run your operation. So protect what you've worked so hard to build with Scott Cecil. He's proud to tailor coverage to meet the vast needs of your farm. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan for a quote or to get more information. Get to a better state. Get State Farm.
More Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
Well, second down and 11 for the Thayer Bobcats. They give it a little inside fake. Hand the ball off to Willison running over the left side. Willison is going to pick up maybe 3-4 yards on the play. He's outside the 30 to about the 31, so actually give him only two on the play. And Fair Bobcats having a hard time running the football tonight against this Mountain Grove defense. Since that first drive, they ran the ball well in the first drive, but boy, the next drive and this one so far, not much happening. Third down and almost 10 for the Thayer Bobcats. They send three receivers wide to the near side. Haven in the backfield, rolling to his right, looking down the field, throws this one over the middle, caught by Jordan Madden. Oh, and it's knocked out by the defender. What a hit is right. Number 21 for the Mountain Grove Panthers out there playing defense. And that is, yeah, Glenn, I mean, he knocked the ball loose from Jordan Madden, and the Thayer Bobcats are going to have to punt it again. Madden was open for a second, and Haven hit him.
Hit him in stride.
In stride. Yeah, it was a
beautiful play.
Beautiful pass by Haven and a good catch by Madden, but then here came Glenn and knocked the ball out. So Thayer Bobcats going to be forced to punt for the second consecutive drive on a 4th and 10. Haven takes it, puts the foot into it. This one's going to be a low liner, going to hit it about the 35. Oh, and it hits the Mountain Grove Panther, and Lane Grimes is going to recover for the Thayer Bobcats at the 21-yard line.
That got the Bobcat fan base alive.
It did. Thayer Bobcats get the first break of the night. They take the first turnover all the way down at the Mountain Grove 21-yard line. It was Lane Grimes getting down there to recover the ball. Number 21, the young man who just made the hit to knock the ball away from Madden on that pass play. He went down to a knee to try to feel the ball that was bouncing on the ground at him, and you just can't do that. That thing took a bad hop, hit him right in the helmet, and Lane Grimes was there to jump on it. Thayer Bobcats with a first down, brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. See if they can take advantage. They're in the red zone. They give it to Willison. He fights off a tackler, and Willison's going backwards. And there was Glenn again, number 21, for Mountain Grove to make the play defensively. And now we get a timeout call by Coach Billy Weber of the Thayer Bobcats, and he is hot. His offensive line tonight's not getting anybody blocked, and he's going to go out there and talk to him about it right now. We're going to take a timeout. We're tied at 7 here at Lewis Bothman Field, Thayer and Mountain Grove. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Social distancing effectiveness from Pete's Inn and Thayer, two different options. Option one, curbside pickup option. Place your order over the phone or online, and then simply call the store when you arrive, and they'll bring your order out to you. Pay online or over the phone to limit interaction. Option number two, contactless delivery option. If you'd like to leave your order outside of your house, let them know where when you place your order. Call 417-264-3800 or visit PetesIn.com to place your order for Pete's Inn of Thayer.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football with Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
Well, Thayer Bobcats with a football, second down and 11. After a big play, Thayer punted the ball and it bounced off of the receiver for Mountain Grove. Thayer Bobcats, Lane Grimes, got down the field to recover it. Thayer making some substitutions here. Jackson Willison has come off the field. Landon Madden is in. And who else came out? Another Bobcat came out as well. Chris Cray is in. They're going to play receiver. Bobcats look like they want to throw. Jordan Madden, the lone setback. Haven up under center. Four wideouts on the field. Haven running the option. He's going to keep it, run to the left, jumps over it, runs to the right, jumps over a defender down to about the 17-yard line. Be about a four-yard pickup and going to bring up third down and long for the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcats called that timeout. I called that timeout. Coach Billy Weber, he spent the entire timeout talking to his offensive line. They are getting beat up in the trenches here so far tonight at Lewis Bothman Field, and Billy Weber does not like to get beat in the trenches. Third down at about 6 yards to go here for Thayer. This time, full house backfield in the I formation. They turn pitch it to Willison. Willison running up in the middle, stops, makes a little stutter step, and gets down to about the 16. Might have picked up a yard. I mean, there's just not much running room for Jackson Willison here tonight. Tried to make one of those Barry Sanders moves, but it's going to bring him down. It'll be a fourth down. And about 6 yards to go for the Thayer Bobcats here. They're in the Community First Banking Company red zone at the 17-yard line. Bobcats quick to the line. Haven in shotgun formation. Got Madden to protect. Jesse White wide to the far side. Bobcats looking right, now looking left. Thrown into the end zone. That ball is incomplete. Off the hands of Landry Pitts in the back corner of the end zone. And the Thayer Bobcats are going to turn it over on down. So Thayer not able to take advantage of the turnover and recovering a punt at the 21-yard line. And the Bobcat offense faltering a little bit. And I'm going to give most of the credit to the Mountain Grove Panther defense. They have been really good since
that first drive.
They've been solid as a rock since the first Bobcat drive where they went 65 yards for the touchdown. Mountain Grove comes out with it here. On a first down, Elliott still in there and shotgun at quarterback. He's got wideouts on both sides. They'll be in a double wing formation. Got to be looking for that Glenn kid, number 21. Elliott, long signal count. Takes the ball, gives it on a handoff to the fullback. He gets across the line, going to be brought down. Good play coming up, Lane Grimes to make the tackle. At about the 20-yard line, be about a 2 or 3 yard gain for number 29 for the Mountain Grove Panthers. That is Trenton Bevin. So Bevin picks up and give him 3 on the play. They get a second down and 7. They are getting more fresh legs in there on defense. Griffin Willison comes out of the ballgame. Mountain Grove getting fresh legs in there as well. They trade out players on just about every play. Elliott comes to the line with 12 seconds on the play clock. Again in the double wing, double wide set. There goes the man in motion, handing the football, and he stops, and Jordan Madden brings him down. That's going to be a big loss all the way back to the 14-yard line for number 21, Holland Glenn. That'll be a 6-yard loss on the play. And Kyron Magnuson there helping out on the play, but Jordan Madden got him right in his face. Third down and 12 now for the Mountain Grove Panthers. Well, the Panthers, just like the Bobcats, going backwards after stopping the Bobcats on a fourth down. Taking the football at their own, took it at the 17-yard line. Now it's third down and 12. They're back at the 15-yard line. Elliott breaks the huddle. Comes to the line in shotgun formation. Got a man to protect on the right side. Takes the snap, rolling to his right. Now throws the ball over the middle. Incomplete on a penalty flag. Going to come down for a late hit on the Thayer Bobcats. This is going to be an automatic first down for the Mountain Grove Panthers. Pass was already past the receiver, and the Bobcat defensive player reached out and shoved him to the ground. And that is a late hit on the Thayer Bobcats. That'll be an automatic first down here, I believe, for the Mountain Grove Panthers. Going to bring this thing all the way out from the point of the infraction all the way out to the 34-yard line. So a first down for the Mountain Grove Panthers on a frustration penalty, looked like, by the Thayer Bobcats.
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to say. A little bit of frustration coming out.
A frustration. Pass was incomplete. Wasn't even close. And the Bobcat defender reached out and shoved the receiver to the ground. You just can't do that. Bobcat players out there consoling him a little bit, saying, come on, let's go. Got to get our heads in the game. Yep, Mountain Grove.
Haven just said, use your head, buddy.
Yeah, use your head. First and 10, Mountain Grove out to the 34-yard line. Panthers on the move here in a tie ball game with 8:28 to go in the first half. Elliott in shotgun again. Nobody in motion. They hand the ball to the fullback. He breaks one tackle at the line and gets all the way out to the 40-yard line before he's ramped up. That was Bevin again, number 29, on the carry. It'll be about 7 yards. For Bevin on the carry. Bobcats making another defensive substitution. Looks like Griffin Willison back in the ballgame. And Kyron Magnuson will come out. Second down at about 3 here for Mountain Grove. Continuing to move the football on this Bobcat defense. I mentioned Thayer's only given up 49 points all season long. Panthers have scored 7 already in this game. Elliott and shotgun with a man in motion. They hand it to the motion man. He cuts it back up in the middle. There's a good stop by the Bobcats. It'll only be about a yard on the gain. Number 10 on the carry, Xander Goins.
Nope, number 40.
Oh, number 40? Yep. I thought it was 10. Number 40 on the carry, and that is Brendan Rogers. Rogers picks up 1, makes it 3rd down and 8. The Bobcat defense trying to get a stop here and get the ball back for the offense in this second quarter. If you joined us late, tie ball game here, 7-7, Thayer and Mountain Grove. Big battle in the SCA. Thayer trying to finish their SCA season undefeated. 3rd down and 1. Can he get the stop? Here to give to the fullback. Cut it to the outside. Hit behind the line.
Got it.
It's going to be
who
a 2-yard loss.
Zach Jones.
Was it? It was Landry Pitts.
Zach Jones made the first hit, knocked him down.
Yeah.
Or knocked him off his feet.
Yeah, and then Landry Pitts there to clean it up. So a 4th and 1 now for Mountain Grove. I can't believe they gave him forward progress back to the line of scrimmage. He got hit 3 yards behind the line and came down back there, and they gave him forward progress all the way out to the line of scrimmage. So 4th and 1 instead of 4th and 3, and Mountain Grove obviously will go for it here. When you're 2-5 and you're looking to upset the number 3 ranked team in Class 1 football and a team that's won 6 in a row, you go for it even near midfield. Elliott in shotgun. 2 receivers out there. They're going to give it to the big fullback, and he's going to be hit behind the line and drop for a loss. Big, big play
Austin
by the Thayer
Green.
Bobcats. Mean Austin Green leading the charge. And the big dog Bobby Dale right there, too. He said, not in my house. Thayer Bobcats combined on the stop. It'll be about a yard loss on the play. And the Thayer Bobcats take over first and 10 at the Mountain Grove 43-yard line. That's a big defensive stand by the Thayer Bobcats on those last two plays. Maybe that'll fire that defense up a little bit.
Maybe. They're looking a little flat today.
Yeah, they really are and really have. Offense has been killed by penalties here tonight. Only 7 points on the board. First and 10 for Thayer. Two receivers wide to the near side. Jesse White is offside, but they didn't call it. Here's a give to Jordan Madden, running over the outside. Good pursuit by Mountain Grove. Madden sidesteps the tackler. Gets across the 40, all the way down to the 35-yard line. What a run by Jordan Madden. Sidestepping tacklers coming at him, and that is an 8-yard pickup. On first down, all the way down to the Mountain Grove Panther 35-yard line. Second down and manageable here for the Thayer Bobcats. Wouldn't be surprised to see him throw this football right here. Feels like it. I know Coach Weber feels like they can pick up 2 yards almost any time they need it. So you can afford to waste a down right here with a second down and two. We're down to 5:54 to go in the first half. Bobcats break the huddle with two wide receivers to the near side. Madden is on a wing on the right. Willison in the backfield. They give it to Willison running up the middle. He's got the first down all the way down to the 31. Still fights his way down to the 30-yard line. And they're not going to give him the ball up there where he went down. They blew that play dead at the 30. Willison's helmet comes off, and he'll have to come out of the game. But it is going to be a first down. Was it pulled off?
Yeah.
It was personal foul face mask against Mountain Grove. Yes, it is. That'll add 15 to the end of the run. It was a 5-yard pickup for Willison, and we're going to tack another 15 on here on the penalty on the Mountain Grove Panthers. Now, when your helmet is pulled off, you shouldn't have to leave the game.
You wouldn't think so. The Mountain Grove player had it in his hand still.
When Willison went down, Mountain Grove player still had the helmet, holding it by the face mask.
At least throw that thing down.
And that is the personal foul variety. And it takes the ball all the way down to the 15-yard line. Thayer Bobcats with a first down. They are deep in the Community First Banking Company red zone with 5:38 to go in the first half. Bobcats looking much better on this possession. They come out in the split back veer, double wide set. Grimes wide to the near side. Haven going to give a little delayed handoff to Willison. And Willison running up in the middle. No, that was Landon Madden in there in place of Willison. That's right. Willison had to come off the field. Landon Madden will pick up only about a yard on the play. Ball is just inside the 15-yard line. Thayer now with a second down and 9 to go for the first down. Chase Haven, the All-Stater, getting the play in from the sideline. Thayer looking to take the lead or retake the lead here at Lewis Bobman Field, homecoming 2020. Jesse White going wide to the far side. That is the wide side of the field. Bobcats in the split backs. Grimes wide near side. They give it on the inside handoff. And nowhere to go for Jordan Madden. He'll actually lose a yard on this play. Jordan Madden with nowhere to go as the Mountain Grove defense, they sent the blitz. They brought everybody in the box. And there was absolutely nowhere to go. Those Panthers, they just lowered their ears, Statman Adam, and they just attacked the line of scrimmage.
Pinning them back and going.
They attacked the line of scrimmage, and Madden loses a little bit that Willison got on the, Landon Madden got on the play before. So a third down and about 10. What have you got on a third down and 10 inside the 20-yard line? Bobcats come out on a power T, double tight set. They're going to give it to Madden running over the left side. He's trying to get to the outside, slips and falls down at the 13-yard line. Landon Madden trying to make one more move to get to the outside, but he's brought down out there. And it'll be a pickup of about
2.
Well, they actually marked him down all the way back at a 14.
One then.
Wow. He got all the way down. He was on the 10-yard line when he went down. I don't know. All right, it is fourth down for the Thayer Bobcats at the 14-yard line. They come out again in the power T formation, double tight set. Haven up under center. Turn, gives the ball to Willison. No, Haven keeps it, throws it in the end zone. Got a man open in the back corner. It is complete. That is Landry Pitts with a diving catch in the back of the end zone. And the Thayer Bobcats score on a 15-yard touchdown pass from Jace Haven to Landry Pitts in the back corner of the end zone. That was pretty as it can be.
Pretty play.
That looked like a Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelce play right there. And the Thayer Bobcats have gone up 13-7 over the Mountain Grove Panthers on a 15-yard pass completion. And they will line up here for the extra point. Leg Willison in to attempt it from the 10-yard line. Hit the first one tonight. He gets it lined up the way he wants it. 15 seconds on the play clock. Bobcats looking for a good snap. And there it comes. Good snap. Ball down. Kick is as true as it can be right down the middle. And the Thayer Bobcats have taken a 14-7 lead over the Mountain Grove Panthers with 3:26 to go in the first half. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with a kick in 30 seconds on Ecom Sports.
Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults with developmental disabilities since 1992. They provide individualized support living services, personal assistance, respite, and community integration services in Thayer, Alton, West Plains, Donovan, and the area. If you have questions, call Charlotte. They'll be happy to help link you with the services and resources available. Call Allen Supported Living at 417-264-7203. And go Bobcats!
More Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
And we're back at Lewis Bosman Field in Thayer. Just got word that the Ava Bears are beating the Willow Springs Bears tonight. Battle of the Bears over on the hill in Douglas County. What was that score?
16-0.
16-0. That one in the first half. And the last report we had was the West Plains Zizzlers were trailing 7-0 early to Bolivar. Mike, have we had an update on that game?
No, still 7-0, Bolivar over West Plains.
All right, Bobcats got it teed up here. Thayer Bobcats, they have just scored to take the lead, 14-7. Here's a short kick going to be taken by Mountain Grove with a 25-yard line. And the ball carrier is hit at the 30 and brought down right there. Good defensive play.
That was a sophomore, Caden Calm.
Caden Calm.
I was corrected on that. He's a sophomore,
He is a sophomore. I said, well, I think that was probably my fault. All right, so Calm makes the stop for the Thayer Bobcats. And Mountain Grove will have it first and 10 at their own 30-yard line. Last time they had it, Thayer Bobcats managed to force them to give it up, and the Thayer Bobcats hit the go-ahead touchdown pass. Haven to Pitts in the back corner of the end zone. Throwing it on the run. It was as pretty a throw as you'll ever want to see, and a good catch by Pitts. Stretching out for it. Here comes Mountain Grove on a first and 10, a thrown 30-yard line. Elliott, the quarterback. Nobody in motion out of the double wing. Steps up looking to throw. Throws this thing out into the flats. Makes a catch, and brought down to the 38-yard line. And Lane Grimes making the stop out there for the Thayer Bobcats. Number 3 from Mountain Grove on the reception. That is Drew Vaughn. They've already had 4 or 5 different kids catch passes tonight. Coach Bill Weber said on the Cruise Livestock Coach's Corner that they're going to throw it all over the field. They got a lot of good skill kids that can make plays. That time Vaughn made a nice catch. Grimes got there to bring him down at the 39. It'll bring up second down at about 2 for Mountain Grove.
Yeah, he's already 4 for 6 with 56 yards or something like that.
Elliott got it. Gives to the big fullback running up the middle, and that's going to be a first down. Ooh, I don't know. Diving right at the first down marker was the big fullback, number 29. That is Trenton Bevin, and they call it a first down. It's 41-yard line. So Mountain Grove moves the chains with a first down with 2:35 to go in the first half. Panthers got to be in a little bit of a hurry here now with 2.5 minutes to go, trailing by 7. Of course, Mountain Grove will get the football to start the second half. Bobcats won the toss and took the football. Unless Mountain Grove decides that they want to kick off. That happens every once in a while. Happened up in Mountain View, Birch Street. First and 10 for Mountain Grove. Elliott gives it up in the middle again. This time, nowhere to run for the fullback. And he's going to be dropped. Well, they give him back to the line of scrimmage. That was Bevin again, number 29 on the carry. Big Bobby Dale, the big dog, making the tackle up in the middle for the Thayer Bobcats. Well, he got a very generous spot on that ball again. Very generous shot. Makes a second down and 9 here for Mountain Grove at the 42-yard line, their own 42. Elliott again in shotgun, double wing formation, double wide set. Time Elliott back looking to throw. We got a flag down. Pass is going to go downfield. Caught by Mountain Grove. This might go for a touchdown. This is going to go for a touchdown, but it's coming back because we've got an illegal procedure on Mountain Grove all the way back at the 40-yard line. So the Panthers not celebrating a whole lot on the sideline because they know this thing is coming back. Number 3 made the reception, Drew Vaughn, and I mean, he just outran everybody down the line. Illegal procedure against Mountain Grove. This one is coming back. You know those Panther fans on the far sideline, they are not happy. But the penalty flag came down before the ball was snapped. If not right at the same time. I mean, the side judge on the Panther side, he threw the flag immediately. So this one is coming back. So the penalty will take the play off the board. And it will remain 14-7 when Thayer dodges a bullet there on the procedure call. And that's why Drew Vaughn got so wide open, he left early.
Yep.
left early and ran by the defender. And, I mean, looked like a track star going down the sideline.
Yeah, he was quick.
Haven had had an angle on him and still couldn't catch him down there in the end zone or before he got in the end zone. So it'll be second down and 15 now for the Mountain Grove Panthers. And a long pass play, a 60-yard touchdown will come off the board for the Mountain Grove Panthers. And a good throw by Elliott. This kid's just a sophomore, and they got some sophomores out there. This is a team of the future at Mountain Grove.
Yeah, and they've got some size to them.
And they got some size as well. That's exactly right. Elliott, the quarterback, on a second down at about 14. Straight back looking to throw again. Steps up in the pocket. Bobcat don't get any pressure on him. Throws this thing over the middle. Complete. And down immediately is number 10 on the reception.
Number
that
40.
Is,
number
40. Oh, is it 40?
Yeah.
I don't know why I can't see that 4. Now, that is Brendan Rogers. It'll be about a 4-yard pickup on the play, bringing up third down and long for the Mountain Grove Panthers. And this time we got a penalty flag on the Thayer Bobcat. Penalty flag on the Bobcats. They're going to add on the end of this play. And they're going to add a bunch. Taking this ball all the way down into Bobcat territory at the 40. Where, how far is he going? He went 16 yards on that penalty. Anyway, it's going to be first down, Mountain Grove, down to the Bobcat 41. So the Bobcat defense with another personal foul defensive play. And, boy, that's killing them so far tonight. Now, they've only given up the 7 points in the first half, but Mountain Grove really controlling the pace of this game.
Yeah,
throughout
dominant.
The first half, and a lot of it's been because of the penalty on the Thayer Bobcats, and Coach Metcalf pleading the Bobcats' case over here on the near side. I think they called it a late hit, but I didn't see it as a late hit.
I
didn't see anything at all that looked like a late hit on that play. Well, first and 10, Mountain Grove, with a minute 10 to play in the first half. Inside Bobcats territory, they throw a quick out, going to be caught, and then brought down immediately is the receiver at about the 39-yard line for only a 2-yard gain. Number 21 made the reception. That is a Holland Glenn, and a 2-yard completion from Elliott to Glenn. Mountain Grove, no sense of urgency here. They're down a touchdown. We're inside of a minute to go, and now we're going to get a timeout call. So Mountain Grove finally takes the timeout with 48 seconds to play in the first half. And we'll step away as well. In 48 seconds to play in the first half, Thayer leads Mountain Grove 14-7. There's a timeout on the field. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
You've heard the expression, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, but sometimes a regular visit to your doctor keeps problems away. Same goes for your automobiles, tractors, trailers, and UTVs. They need a little TLC, and there's no better place than the Car Doctor 2 to get that done. Oil changes, flats, any kind of minor or major auto repair, alignments, trailer repair, AC problems, the Car Doctor 2 on North Highway 63 in Thayer can make things healthy again. By the way, the Car Doctor 2 is now a Missouri Safety Inspection Station, and they're open on Saturdays until noon.
Bobcat football continues now. Here's Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
And we're back at Lewis Bobman Field, where for the second straight week, the Thayer Bobcats are in a battle here in the first half. They lead it 14-7 over the Mountain Grove Panthers. I want to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters while we got just a moment here. And they include Forstler's True Value and Napa Auto Parts in Thayer, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Eckman in Thayer, the Thayer Walmart Store, the Country Cottage Cafe, the official lunch location of the Thayer Bobcat broadcast crew, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton, your agent in Thayer and Alton, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer, Legacy Auto Body in Thayer, Farmers Insurance Group, Stephen Clark, Amiro Towing, Garage, and Mobile Service in Thayer, and the Steak and Shake of West Plains. Mountain Grove Panthers coming out of the timeout here. They call that timeout with 45 seconds to go in the first half. It is a second down and 8 for the Panthers. Plenty of time to get a few plays off here. They've got, they've got one timeout left because they used one, remember, early in the game here in the first half. So only one timeout remaining for the Panthers. They snap it. Elliott going to give it on the outside. They're trying to run a halfback pass. The halfback throws it down the field, and it's out of bounds. And that play had nowhere to go. Number 15 attempted the pass. That was Bradley Henry, a freshman who they list as a quarterback. Oh, and the incompletion, the clock will stop. It'll be third down and 8 with 39 seconds to go for Mountain Grove. The Panthers tried a little trickery there and to no avail. The Bobcat defense trying to get a stop. Last week with a close game for a half, Thayer and St. Pius. Bobcats put it together in the second half, rolled off those 4 unanswered touchdowns. Mountain Grove with it here. Elliott straight back looking to throw. Got people running down the field all over. He just heaves this one down the field, and that ball is going to be incomplete down around the goal line. And we got we have a penalty flag down?
No. Oh. They've just held Jackson Wilson the past three plays.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't blame him. I would, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, the kid threw that ball from the 50-yard line all the way down to the goal line, but he had too much air under it. Bobcat defense was there. Mountain Grove had three receivers in a bunch, and they all ran into each other at the start of that play. Oh, the pass is incomplete. It'll be fourth down and eight with 32 seconds to go. So Thayer can hold here. Bobcats could get the ball back and a chance to chunk one down the field themselves. 14-7 Thayer leads, and now Mountain Grove going to call a timeout. It'll be their final timeout of the half. We'll step away. Thayer leads Mountain Grove 14-7. We're back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Let's talk dental care for a moment. You want the best, you want quality, and you want it affordable. That's what you get at Thayer Dental Care. They offer same-day service on crowns without the messy impressions or temporaries. Same-day single tooth replacement with implants or denture stabilization with traditional implants through their state-of-the-art in-house denture lab. They even have Invisalign. Call Thayer Dental today with questions or to schedule an appointment. 417-264-7266. Located in downtown Thayer and Walnut Ridge.
Now, more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
Well, we get word the Ava Bears are now leading the Willow Springs Bears 22-0. Well, we still just a moment here, and we'll have all these scores from around the area coming up at halftime on the Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report. But Mike Robertson back in the Ecom Sports Center. Mike, do we have an update on the West Plains ball game?
We do. Right now, Bolivar leading 14-0 over West Plains. Also want to mention St. Vincent and Jefferson are tied at 14.
What a game that must
all
be.
All right, yeah, good ball game there. I tell you, that St. Vincent team is pretty good. And they are, of course, the team in first place in our district.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll root for Jefferson to break that tie. Here we go, fourth down and eight for Mountain Grove with 32 seconds to play in the first half. Elliott straight back looking to throw. Bobcats not getting any pressure on him. He stands there in the pocket. He makes the completion, and it looks like it's going to be enough for the first down. Pass was completed to number three, Drew Vaughn. Bobcats made the tackle immediately, but it is a first down for the Mountain Grove Panthers with 25 seconds left, and now they're down to the 30-yard line of the Thayer Bobcat defense. Thayer wanting to keep them out of the end zone here because, remember, Mountain Grove gets the ball to start the second half. And, well, you don't want to give them that momentum headed into the locker room at halftime.
It was a good play over there by Jesse White.
He made the tackle immediately. Yeah. Yeah, Thayer's had good coverage tonight. The Mountain Grove players have just made the receptions. First and 10, Mountain Grove, 25 seconds to go and a half. Elliott in shotgun. Straight back looking to throw again. Steps up in the pocket, throws this one to the sideline. Nobody home there. And Bobcat and the Panther players get mixed up over there. Tripping over each other, going after the ball. So, incomplete with 21 seconds to go. And, you know, it's plays like this where quarterbacks lose some of their good stats. And Elliott had really good stats until we've gotten here. And they start throwing those balls, trying to reserve the clock and rush them. And
yeah, he's got 78 yards on the night.
Second down and 10. Mountain Grove, 21 seconds to play at the half. Elliott in shotgun again. This time rolling to his left. Stepping up in the pocket, throws the ball. It is complete at the 28-yard line. Number 40 on the reception. That is Rogers, Brendan Rogers. But it'll only be, actually caught it at the 26. So about a 3-yard pickup brings up a third down and 7. And they clocked the ball with 3 seconds to play. Good awareness there by Elliott, the quarterback. Took the snap and immediately just clocked it, threw it down. And it will be a fourth down coming up. Fourth down and 6 with 3 seconds remaining in the first half. Oh, thank you very
got
much.
People bringing us hot chocolate.
Somebody bringing us hot chocolate. Whew. We can appreciate that on a cold night at Lewis Bondman. Mountain Grove coming down to the final 3 seconds here. Got to throw this ball to the end zone.
I think you got to.
I mean, you
got
to throw it to the end zone, and the Thayer Bobcats have got no pressure on the quarterback all night. So he's going to have it here. Elliott
good
will be in shotgun. Three receivers in a bunch on the near side. That's where I'd focus my attention. Elliott back, stepping up in the pocket. No, he's throwing it right. Got a man down there, and the pass is going to be caught. Is it in the end zone? No, he's short of the end zone, down at the 2-yard line. Oh, yeah, what a play. What a reception. That was Rogers, or Vaughn again, number 3. So Vaughn makes the catch, but he was at the 2-yard line, and that's how the first half will end Thayer Bobcats, just by the skin of their teeth, hanging on to a 14-7 lead over the Mountain Grove Panthers. Folks, stick around. We got your Thayer Pizza and halftime report coming up. And we're going to take a timeout here. And we'll have your review of the first half. And Statman Adam figured up the first half stats for us. We'll get to all those in just a few minutes. You're listening to Thayer Bobcat Football on the Ecom Sports Network.
Pizza Inn of Thayer supports our local home team, and you know they've got a lot more than just pizza. They've got pasta, wings, salads, subs, desserts, and if it's on the menu, they'll deliver it. They're open 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday through Thursday and until 10 o'clock on Friday and Saturday nights. You can order online at pizzainn.com. Pizza Inn of Thayer with dine-in, carry-out, and delivery. 417-264-3800 or visit pizzainn.com and order online. Go Bobcats, and good luck throughout the 2020 season.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mount View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center, now open in Ash Flat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, your story starts here.
There are some real estate agents out there who have no idea what they're talking about.
Like a little tour. This house is pre-owned. That is ceiling. Got some Crohn's molding. The foray.
Do you mean foyer?
Ah.
And then there are REMAX agents who have all the experience and the knowledge to take you from for sale to sold. It's why no one in the world sells more real estate. REMAX. Don't worry, we've done this a million times. Start your search today with the new REMAX app. Each office independently owned and operated.
Keep the change.
Keep the change.
Keep the change.
Saving has never been easier. With your new Keeps account, you save every time you spend. Each debit card transaction from your Keeps spending account is rounded up to the nearest dollar. The difference is then automatically deposited into your Keeps savings account. Buy the things and keep the change at keepsaccount.com. A new account from Southern Bank. Member FDIC.
Now more Thayer Bobcat Football with Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
We're back here at Lewis Bosman Field, the Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report. Thayer Bobcats with the lead over the Mountain Grove Panthers, 14-7, just by the skin of their teeth, by 2 yards, actually. Mountain Grove on that last play of the second half threw a bomb down the sideline, which was complete, but the receiver had to go to the ground when he made the catch. He was down at the 2-yard line, or this thing might be tied up right now. Let's take a look at the scoring. Thayer Bobcats took the opening kickoff, and they marched it 65 yards right down the field, and Willison, an 8-yard run by Jackson Willison with a touchdown. Leg Willison hit the extra point. Thayer led 7-0. Mountain Grove came back to tie it up before the end of the first quarter. It was Elliott to Dowden on a 10-yard touchdown pass. Extra point was good. We ended the first quarter tied at 7. Thayer Bobcats scoring the only touchdown of the second quarter. And it was Jace Haven to Landon Pitts in the end zone for a 14-yard completion. Extra point good. That brings us to 14-7. That's where we stand right now. Remember, Mountain Grove will get the ball first to start the second half. It's homecoming here at Lewis Bosman Field, and so far it's been a great day. Had a wonderful parade this afternoon. And the homecoming queen was crowned prior to the ball game. That was Avery Pierce. And Thayer cheerleaders did a nice little routine here a while ago. And now the Thayer Bobcat marching band on the field to entertain a really good crowd here on a cold, windy, blustery night at Lewis Bosman Field. Statman Adam is working on the stats for you. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to the Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report. We'll be back in 2 minutes with your halftime stats on the Ecom Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you list your property for sale, you're hiring a team to work for you. You want to hire a company with global reach and recognition.
You want Century 21.
You want to hire a team that will give your investment the time and attention it deserves.
You want Century 21.
You want experienced, knowledgeable sales agents promoting your home.
You want Century 21.
You want honest opinions and honest, timely answers to your questions.
You want Century 21.
You want a home team with local knowledge of the area and market condition.
You want Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. Call us today, 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
It should never hurt to hike in the hills of the Ozarks or cast a fly in the White River. And golf, tennis, bowling should always be pain-free. So if you have shoulder, knee, wrist, hip, or ankle pain, call Knox Orthopedics. Doctors Thomas Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin will make sure you can live your life the way you were meant to. Outdoors and pain-free. Knox Orthopedics, right here in the Ozarks, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Now, more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
I'm back here at Lewis Bobman Field. It's halftime. The Thayer Bobcat marching band on the field, entertaining the homecoming crowd here on what has been a really different kind of a homecoming today. Not as many alum in town, of course, due to the virus, and Coach Billy Weber talked about that on the Coach's Corner report tonight. All right, Thayer leads it here to half 14-7 over the Mountain Grove Panthers, and Statman Adam is back and been working his magic over on the stat sheet. Adam, what's it look like for the half?
Well, it's not as bad as you might think.
Well,
they're actually pretty even in a somewhat of a sense. It just doesn't really seem like it.
Yeah.
But we'll just start with the Mountain Grove Panthers. Number five, that is Tyson Elliott. He's 9-for-13 passing with 107 yards with one interception and one touchdown. And he has gotten two first downs on the passing game. And then they did throw a halfback screen. I like to throw everybody in there that throws the ball. And Henry, I don't remember his first name, he's 0-for-1, and then rushing-wise, they have 31 yards with four first downs. That brings their totals to 138 yards with eight first downs, a bunch of those coming off of penalties from the Bobcats.
Yeah, two penalties I can think of, major penalties on the Bobcats, yeah, gave them first down. So, and, you know, we talked about the Bobcat defense, you know, getting maybe not being as good tonight as they have been, but, you know, the stats would indicate that really they have been.
They have been. And do want to point out that Elliott did have one pass down the sideline that was called back.
Yeah, a touchdown pass.
A long touchdown pass. And then you get to the Thayer Bobcat side, and Jace Haven, number five, is 4-for-6 with 55 yards, one touchdown and two first downs. Rushing-wise, the Bobcats have 62 yards on three first downs. That'll bring their total to 117 yards with five first downs.
Yeah, and the Bobcats right now, you know, I think what is making this thing look a little bit ugly for the Bobcats is they're getting beat up front. Bobcat offensive line, they are not used to getting beat up front. They normally, you know, kind of dominate the game in the trenches. But tonight, Mountain Grove, and I don't know what it is about the Mountain Grove defense, but, you know, they're getting some pressure on Jace Haven from the defensive line. And over on the other side, the Thayer Bobcat defense not getting any pressure on Elliott whatsoever. He's standing back there with 5, 6, 7 seconds to throw the football. When you get that much time, you're eventually going to find somebody open. I will say the Bobcat DBs have done a nice job of making the tackle. Very few yards after the catch for the Mountain Grove Panthers, if any, here tonight. And rushing for the Thayer Bobcats, you know, Willison with 34 yards, but he had most of that early on. Matter of fact, he had 27 on his first five carries, you know, and only 7 more yards since then.
Yeah.
So they've really done a nice job of stopping Jackson Willison. And again, that's the issue up front where the Bobcat offensive line is not getting the job done here tonight so far. And credit Mountain Grove defense.
Yeah, and they've done a good job of not letting Jordan Madden get to the outside.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, he's
exactly
only had 4 carries for 11 yards.
Yeah, so tough night for the Thayer Bobcats here tonight. But, you know, as good football teams do, they find a way to win. And they lead it 14-7 at halftime. We're going to take a little break to enjoy our hot chocolate here in the booth at Lewis Bosman Field. The band entertains the crowd here. We're going to kick it back to the Ecom Sports Center. Mike Robertson is there manning things tonight. He'll have some of the scores from other games going on around the region. And we'll be back here at Lewis Bothman Field in just a bit. You're listening to Thayer Bobcat Football on the Ecom Sports Network.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find an agent at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
Are you getting tired of driving the same old car, the same old truck, or the same old SUV every day? Sounds to me like you're in the mood to trade. Why don't you head out to Oregon County Cars in Thayer? They got a great selection of trucks, cars, and SUVs on the lot right now. And you know, they're offering a free 3-month, 3,000-mile powertrain warranty on all vehicles sold. And Oregon County Cars is also a collision repair estimate center and detail service. Oregon County Cars in the old Kurtz Cars location in Thayer. Stop by and see them today. Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got you covered this sports season. That's right. Shop at Monty's, where you'll find Under Armour cleats, sports socks, compression wear, backpacks, sack packs, ball caps, and much more. Find Wilson footballs, softballs, and equipment as well. Visit with Monty's about outfitting your team or youth organization with custom uniforms, booster apparel, game equipment, and more. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Well, good evening. I'm Mike Robertson here at K-Country 95, and we're going to look at some of the scores from around the area. Of course, the game here, it is Thayer leading Mountain Grove at the half, 14-7, and what's been a good one so far. Another big matchup, the 7th-ranked Bolivar Liberators leading the 2nd-ranked West Plains Zizzers at the half, 14-7. Ava leading Willow Springs at the half, 22-0. It's Liberty over Houston, 14-0. Salem, Missouri leading Kabul, 13-6. Another game of interest, I know, for Thayer fans, with about a minute left in the first half, Jefferson just scored again. They lead St. Vincent 28-21. In Arkansas, the Mountain Home Bombers, Coach Steve Aries' team, leading Siloam Springs 21-0. Pocahontas leading Jonesboro Westside 21-7. And Hardin Academy leading Melbourne 14-0. And also, I want to mention, in Major League Baseball World Series, at the top of the 4th inning, it looks like the Los Angeles Dodgers right now are leading Tampa Bay 3-0. We'll keep you updated on all the scores from around the area here, anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95.
In the Ozarks, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on, like the one who mowed your lawn and trimmed that week you were sick. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on. State Farm Agent Scott Cecil. Scott and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Contact State Farm Agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan today.
Flag is down. As another flag comes in,
there are 6 flags on the field.
Ozarks Medical Center encourages all athletes to play safe and have good sportsmanship. We hope you never have to visit OMC's orthopedic clinic, but if you do, their doctors are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, offering exceptional compassionate care of fractures, sports injuries, as well as total joint replacements. Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedics are cheering for you and here if you need them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains.
So you're ready to finance a new home, but you don't quite know where to start. Community First has a variety of mortgage loan programs to fit every home buyer. Whether it's your first home, your dream home you've always wanted, or refinance the one you already own, Community First has a plan that's right for you. And with interest rates at historic lows, it's a great time to finance. Make an appointment today with a Community First Banking Company location near you in West Plains, Mountain Grove, or Thayer. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. social distancing effectiveness from Pizza Inn and Thayer, two different options. Option one, curbside pickup option. Place your order over the phone or online, and then simply call the store when you arrive, and they'll bring your order out to you. Pay online or over the phone to limit interaction. Option number two, contactless delivery option. If you'd like, they'll leave your order outside of your house. Let them know where when you place your order. Call 417-264-3800 or visit pizzain.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer.
Bobcat football continues now. Here's Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
Well, I finished off my hot chocolate, and thank you, Mike Robertson, back at the sports desk at Ecom Sports Network. And no surprises, I don't think, on the scores, other than Bolivar with a lead over West Plains. That one kind of surprises me a little bit. Those Zizzers had really been rolling, and they're playing at home, so West Plains with some work to do in the second half there. Thayer Bobcats here with a lead over Mountain Grove, 14-7. And Thayer just about in the same position they were in last week. Adam, I know you weren't able to make it to the game up at Festus, but it was a close game in the first half, and Thayer came out and just totally overwhelmed St. Pius in the second half. So we'll see if they can get that done here tonight against a very young Mountain Grove team. And sometimes the youngsters start to wear down a little bit. Just because, you know, when you got a team that's loaded with seniors, like Thayer, I believe they've got eight of them out there. When you got a team that's loaded up with seniors, sometimes, you know, they're just in better shape. They've been doing it longer. And sometimes the youngsters wear down toward the end of games. So, yeah, I think that was a large part of what happened last week. So we'll see what happens here in the second half. Thayer and Mountain Grove here at Lewis Bosman Field. We'll take one more timeout. We'll be back. You're listening to the Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report. Back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults with developmental disabilities since 1992. They provide individualized support living services, personal assistance, respite, and community integration services in Thayer, Alton, West Plains, Donovan, and the area. If you have questions, call Charlotte. They'll be happy to help link you with the services and resources available. Call Allen Supported Living at 417-264-7203. And go Bobcats!
We all have them. Problems with our automobiles, tractors, trailers, and UTVs, so maybe you need a doctor. Not a medical doctor, but a car doctor. I have a prescription. It's the Car Doctor 2, north of Thayer on 63. Auto repair, maintenance, flat tires, alignments, trailer repair, AC problems, you name it. Just call Corey or Steve, and they'll pick up and deliver your rig. Should you break down, they offer roadside assistance. Now, that's what the doctor ordered. Car Doctor 2 has the technology to program GM and other models for optimal performance, and they're open on Saturdays until noon.
More Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
Well, both teams on the sideline getting ready to take the field here for the second half at Lewis Bosman Field with the Thayer Bobcats and the Mountain Grove Panthers hooked up in a good one. Thayer leads it at the half by a score of 14-7. And I want to say thanks to your Thayer Bobcat boosters again. They include the Clary Funeral Homes of Thayer, Mammoth Spring, and Alton, the Kitty Corral and Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center, the Alton Bank. By the way, Thayer Plant Food and Farm Center, I'll probably see those guys in the morning and eat some chicken feed. The Alton Bank, the Shipwreck Event Center in Thayer, and be listening for something they've got coming up for Halloween up at the Shipwreck Event Center. Penny Lane Accounting, Langley Animal Clinic, the Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, the Carter Funeral Homes of Thayer and West Plains, First Baptist Church in Mammoth Spring, Fred O'Neill, the attorney at law, and the 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Forstler's True Value and Napa Auto Parts in Thayer, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer and West Plains, the Thayer Walmart store, also helping to boost the Bobcats tonight, the Country Cottage Cafe in Thayer, Farm Bureau agent, or Farm Bureau Insurance, your agent Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton, along with Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service, Legacy Auto Body in Thayer, the Farmers Insurance Group, Stephen Clark, Miro Towing, Garage and Mobile Service Truck, and the Steak and Shake of West Plains, your Thayer Bobcat boosters. And now the officials say, let's play ball, boys. Let's get things lined up. It'll be Mountain Grove to receive. Thayer Bobcats to kick off here to start the second half. I'm Red Bull Mike Gray. Statman Adam is with us here as we set in the booth at Lewis Bosman Field in Thayer on homecoming 2020. Good crowd on hand for the game tonight. We're glad to have you along if you're listening on the radio or if you're watching on the live streaming video on our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Thayer Bobcats trying to get this win here tonight. Secure that number, at least the number two seed in the district. If they do that, Bobcats will play here again next week in the first round of the district tournament. Wilson's got it teed up, ready to go. The end-over-end kick going to be taken at the 30 off a bounce by Mountain Grove. Ball carrier trying to get outside, now cuts it back inside, now to the 40-yard line before he's wrestled down. And that's where Mountain Grove will have it first and 10. Now, they had some success there at the end of the half, throwing the ball deep. I would not be surprised to see them throw this thing deep right off the bat here in the third quarter. Would not surprise me at all. Because they did have some success doing that there before the half. Jace Haven back in as safety for the Bobcats here to start the second half. That Bobcat big defensive line. Got to get some pressure on Elliott, the quarterback of the Mountain Grove Panthers. Got to stop that running game. Which, for the most part, Thayer did in the first half. There's a man in motion for the Panthers. They give it to the other way, and the ball carrier is going to be hit.
Austin Green.
Yep, Austin Green there, along with the big dog, Bobby Dale, making the stop for the Thayer Bobcats. That'll be a yard loss on the play for number 21 for the Panthers. That is Holland Glenn. Glenn loses a yard on the play. That's a good start for the Bobcats. And Thayer, they won that time at the line of scrimmage.
That's what you got to do every play.
And so far tonight, they've been getting beat on the line of scrimmage more often than not. So that was a good read here as we open the second half. Second and 11 for the Mountain Grove Panthers, 14 seconds on the play clock. Elliott in shotgun again, double wide set in the double wing formation. And Elliott looking to throw, throwing this thing over the middle. It is caught and brought down immediately as number three. That is Vaughn. And Lane Grimes on the coverage made the stop. It's a pickup of about 7 yards, make it third down and about three for Mountain Grove. This kid throws the ball really good.
He really does.
But again,
he's run good routes, too.
Yeah, and again, the Thayer Bobcats do not allow any yardage after the catch.
No.
So if you need 3 yards and you're going to throw it, you better throw it 4 yards.
Yeah.
Because there's just not any yardage after the catch. That's a good play by Lane Grimes for Thayer. Again, double wing, third down at about three. They got a man going in motion, hands in the football, hit behind the line. There he is.
That is Griffin Willison
making the stop behind the line for the Thayer Bobcats. It'll bring up a fourth down for the Mountain Grove Panthers. They gave it the number 21. That time, that is Glenn, and Glenn loses. See, and there they go again. They marked it at the line of scrimmage. He lost a good 3 yards on that play.
Yes, he did.
And they marked it back at the line of scrimmage. So fourth down. And short yardage for Mountain Grove. They look like they want to punt it away, try and pin the Bobcats deep. Bobcats with Haven back there to receive, along with Jordan Madden, I believe. Here's the boot. Good high kick. It'll come to the near side, take a bounce, and going to go out of bounds down around the 18-yard line. So a good boot by Mountain Grove. That pins the Bobcats deep in their own end at about the 18-yard line where they'll have it first and 10. Jace Haven and the Bobcat offense with their first opportunity of the second half. We're just underway in the second half. 9:57 to go in the third quarter. Thayer leading Mountain Grove 14-7. Bobcat offense. Two touchdowns in the first half. They had two touchdowns in the first half a week ago against St. Pius up in Festus, Missouri. Ended up scoring 34 in the game. Second half team. Bobcats come out here in the split back veer. Giving it up in the middle. And we got a fumble on the play. It looks like Mountain Grove has recovered. The Bobcats have fumbled the football, and Mountain Grove has recovered. It was Willison on the carry, and he coughed it up. And the Mountain Grove Panthers have got the football inside the 20-yard line. Actually, at the 21. That's the third time the Bobcats have fumbled tonight, and only the first time that they have not got back on it. Remember, first play of the game, Bobcats fumble.
Yep.
This time, Mountain Grove got it. Great field position at the 21-yard line of the Bobcats. Elliott in shotgun again. Got a man on his right hip. Straight back looking to throw the out pattern. The ball is caught, but tackled immediately down around the 15-yard line is the receiver. That was Jesse White on the receptor on the play defensively for the Thayer Bobcats, but that was Downen, and Downen will pick up about 5 yards on the quick out to the wide receiver. It's a good play.
Both sides of the ball, really.
Yeah, yeah. And again, no yardage after the catch by the receiver. So second down and 5 for Mountain Grove. Elliott trying to heat up the arm here. Trying to tie the game. We got this play should be blown dead. We got procedure. No call, I don't think. Ball is going to be thrown over the middle. Touchdown, Mountain Grove, on a play where the entire left side of their offense moved before the snap. It's a touchdown. There's no penalty flag, and Mountain Grove has scored on a 15-yard touchdown pass from Elliott. And who made that catch down there, Adam?
Not sure. I couldn't see the number. Hard to see on that end of the field.
It really is. It's kind of dark down there for some reason tonight. But the touchdown for the Mountain Grove Panthers after the Bobcats coughed up the football. And Mountain Grove is within an extra point of tying this game. Ball is back. Kick is up. And this one is good. Just inside the left upright.
21, I believe.
Yeah, I think it was 21. So Holland with a touchdown reception. And we're tied at 14 at Lewis Bosman Field, Thayer and Mountain Grove. We'll take a timeout back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Let's talk dental care for a moment. You want the best, you want quality, and you want it affordable. That's what you get at Thayer Dental Care. They offer same-day service on crowns without the messy impressions or temporaries. Same-day single tooth replacement with implants or denture stabilization with traditional implants through their state-of-the-art in-house denture lab. They even have Invisalign. Call Thayer Dental today with questions or to schedule an appointment. 417-264-7266. Located in downtown Thayer and Walnut Ridge.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football with Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
We've got 9:13 to play in the third quarter. We got a ball game, folks. We're tied at 14. Mountain Grove just scored on a Elliott to Glenn 15-yard touchdown pass. Comes with 9:13 to play here in the third quarter. That came after a Thayer Bobcat fumble at the 21-yard line. So Bobcats turned it over first time tonight, and Mountain Grove made him pay immediately. Here is the kick, and he'll put a foot into it. It's going to be a wobbly kick taken by Haven at about the 25-yard line, looking to get to the outside. He turns it on to the 35, still on his feet out to the 40, and finally brought down to the 42-yard line. Jace Haven on a good run back on the kick. Gets it out to the 41-yard line. Thayer Bobcats have got it there first, and we were talking at the half. We think that Jace Haven has got to take more of a role running the football here tonight.
Yeah, he's got to step up.
The senior playing in his last regular season game here at Lewis Bosman, homecoming, big crowd, you know.
He's a gamer.
He is a gamer. Bobcat's going to come out here in the split back veer. Willison and Madden in the backfield, double tight set. Here's Haven. Immediately he's going to run, and he won't get any further than the line of scrimmage. Mountain Grove stayed home over there, made the hit, big number 51. Boy, that's a big kid. Jackson Holman made the stop for Mountain Grove. It'll be second down and 10 for the Thayer Bobcats, who have really had trouble getting anything going offensively tonight. And you can look for excuses. And now Haven's going to come out of the game. Haven took a shot right in the back. And he comes out of the ball game. Don't know if he's just needing a breather or what, but Haven took himself out of the game. So Kyron Magnuson will go in and play tight end, and Landry Pitts, who quarterback most of the year, will be in there. The Bobcat Jr. hands it off to Willison. Willison trying to get to the outside, out to the 45, and brought down right there. Be about a 3-yard pickup on a second down, so make it third down and 7 for the Thayer Bobcats. Coach Weber is talking to Jace Haven on the sideline, and Haven still standing on the sideline. Now he'll go back in.
I think he was just getting a little coaching there.
I think you're probably right. And let's see who's coming off. It'll be Willison coming off the field. So Kyron Magnuson will remain in at tight end.
Landry's still going to be the quarterback.
Yeah, looks that way. Landry Pitts and the Bobcats line. Haven up in the wing. Grimes the other wing in a double wing formation. Haven going in motion. They give him the football. Running to the outside. He gets it out to the end of 50-yard line. Going to be short of the first down. He's to the 48. Needed the 48.5. Actually, the 47.5. So Thayer will be just short, I believe, of the first down marker. And, again, a lot of it will depend on the spot of the ball. And they're going to put it back down where it was. Never should have picked it up in the first place, guys. They're going to bring on the chains to measure. Yeah, they picked it up, took it all the way out to midfield, then brought it all the way back to the side. But the side judge did have it marked with his foot. So it's going to be close enough for a measurement. So Haven with about 7 yards on the carry. And if he gets the first down, it's just going to be by the nose of the football. This is going to be very, very close. As they will stretch the chains and see what we've got. Either way, I think if you're Thayer, you're going for it. Tie ball game, you're across midfield, and it will be a first down. Yeah, just by the nose of the football, by about 3 inches, Jace Haven gets the first down on the run. And I kind of like that offensive play right there.
I think I'd run it to the other side.
Haven is the wing, and Landry Pitts in at quarterback. And it looks like that's the way it's going to be here again. So Landry Pitts at quarterback, Jace Haven is into the running game for the Thayer Bobcats. Pitts will be in shotgun. Got double wing formation out of the shotgun. Landry, number 10, brings Haven in motion. They give it on the inside handoff to Jordan Madden. Madden is going to get it across the 45 down to the 43-yard line. Good five-yard run for the Thayer Bobcats. And, you know, you got to appreciate the senior who has been a quarterback. He started since he was a sophomore.
Yep.
Started last year, All-State honors as a safety. Giving up that quarterback spot for the good of the team here and moving over to the running back spot.
Well, that's just caliber of player he is.
Yeah, anything to help his team.
He's not here for him. He's here for those other 25 guys or whatever they are.
Here's Haven coming in motion. Landry Pitts going to give it to him on a handoff when he has second down and five. And again, Haven going to get near the first down marker. Takes it down to about the 37. And I think they're going to have to measure this one again.
Nope,
first down. They gave him the 5 yards, the full five, and a first down. So Jace Haven, a couple of first down runs here. Running as one of the wing backs. That's something brand new. As the Thayer Bobcats break out the new offense here on homecoming 2020. So another first and 10 brought to you by the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. They are trying to march this thing down the field and regain the lead after Mountain Grove capitalized on a Bobcat fumble and tied the game at 14. Here's Pitts going in motion, gives the ball to Haven on a little misdirection. Haven's to the 35-30 and all the way down to the 27-yard line.
Boy, that kid can run.
Yes, that's about a 10-yard pickup for a Jace Haven, a little inside handoff. And, boy, he turned the jets on going up the sideline and got very close.
Throw that one back over and measure it again.
Yep, they're going to bring the chains after moving it. Now they bring it back over. I say, yep, bring on the chains and measure. While they do that, give us time to say thank you to some of our Thayer Bobcat supporters tonight, including Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley, your agent in Thayer, Dr. Mike Kersey and staff at the Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Knox Orthopedic in Mountain Home in West Plains, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply of Thayer and West Plains, along with Ozarka College in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View. And they stretch the chain, and it is first down. 10-yard pickup for Jace Haven on the first down, and another first down brought to you by the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. At Mountain Grove, they went to the sideline to get a drink of water. That's fair. I just run up the line and run a play. They're not even ready.
Yep, quick snap it.
Well, they get in the huddle. Now Mountain Grove gets back out on the field, but Thayer getting in a hurry here.
Haven
Bobcats
back at quarterback.
Again. Yeah, Haven back in at quarterback now. And he is going to keep it on the keeper. Breaks the tackle at the 25. He's to the 10. He's to the 5. Touchdown on a quarterback option. Jace Haven gives the Thayer Bobcats the lead. It's 20-14. And the Bobcats senior taking over the football game here in the third quarter. Jace Haven on a quarterback option. And he goes, 27 yards for the touchdown.
27, yeah, you're right.
27 yards on the touchdown. Bobcats lined up here in the swinging gate. Now they're going to set the ball down and try and get the 7-point advantage. So Thayer answers the Mountain Grove touchdown with a touchdown of their own. That drive started out around the 42-yard line. A good drive for the touchdown for the Thayer Bobcats on their second possession of the third quarter. Here's the ball back. Leg Willison puts it right down. Oh, he missed it. Wide right. Ball goes wide right to the Thayer Bobcats with a lead of 20-14 over the Mountain Grove Panthers. We'll take a timeout. Back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center, now open in Ash Flat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, your story starts here.
And we're back here at Lewis Bosman Field. Sorry about that. Back here at Lewis Bosman Field where the Thayer Bobcats and the Mountain Grove Panthers having a dandy here. Thayer leads it now 20-14 after the extra point try was no good after the 27-yard touchdown run by Jace Haven. And the Thayer Bobcats with the touchdown lead, and we'll see how much that extra point miss will affect the end of this ball game. Here's the kickoff for the Bobcats. Going to go to the left side. Hit it about the 20. Picked up there by Mountain Grove. Return man trying to get to the outside. Oh, gets brought down at about the 25-yard line.
Like he's brought down by his own guy.
Yeah, kind of looked that way. Ran into a blocker and went down. So Mountain Grove's going to have it first and 10 at their own 25-yard line. And if their Bobcat defense get another stop, they need one here. They ought to be fired up after that 27-yard run by Jace Haven. So Thayer with the lead, 5:42 to go in the third quarter. Still a lot of football to play here on Homecoming 2020 at Lewis Bosman Field. Elliott's in there, he's still in there at quarterback. He's got two men back to block for him now. Mountain Grove in a single wing here. And quarterback looking to throw. Throws this one over the middle. Almost intercepted by Lane Grimes out at the 36-yard line. Grimes had a hand on it. Ball was thrown a little bit in front of the receiver. That was Vaughn, number three. And Lane Grimes almost came up with the Bobcats' second pick of the night. Remember, Haven had one. Oh, Cray had one early in the game.
No, it was Haven.
Was it Haven?
No, it was Cray.
It was
first,
Cray. No, it was
first
Cray.
Play of the game.
Yeah,
Cray.
Cray with the interception. Second down and 10 now for the Mountain Grove Panthers. Elliott again in shotgun formation. They like throwing the football. Elliott going to give it off on a handoff this time. Got to the fullback. He'll pick up a yard, maybe two on the play. I believe that was number 21, Holland Glenn. Big fullback will pick up about two on the play. Thayer making a substitution. Now Chris Cray comes onto the field. Landon Madden will come out. Haven will go to the far side. And the deep safety will be Chris Cray. Be the safety, and Haven going to play kind of a pre-safety over on the left side of the field. Well, Thayer kind of getting in a prevent here. Third down and 8 for the Mountain Grove Panthers. 12 seconds to go on the play clock as they come to the line of scrimmage. Thayer Bobcat defense looking for a stop. One man in the backfield, Elliott, the quarterback, in shotgun. Quick throw to the sideline, caught and knocked out of bounds at the 28
play,
or 34-yard line. Jesse White makes the stop, and it's going to be short of the first down marker by about a half a yard. Number seven on the reception. That is Stenzel, Bryce Stenzel for Mountain Grove. And the officials say it is fourth down. If you're Mountain Grove, do you go for it on a fourth and one at your own 35-yard line, or do you punt it away?
I go for it.
Yeah,
myself.
I think so, too. Although, when you run out of the shotgun, it's harder to go for it on fourth and short than when you're up under center, when you can just run a quarterback sneak and get some line surge. They'll probably give it to the big fullback, number 21, Holland Glenn. Big sophomore.
Might see one of them quick outs that they've been hitting all night, too.
Oh, you might, but you also might see a pick six. Bobcats load up the box. Quarterback, oh, it's a bad snap. He goes over the head of the quarterback all the way down to the 15-yard line. He jumps on it, and the Thayer Bobcats are going to get it right there, first and 10. The quarterback had his head turned, looking to the sideline, and the center snapped the ball, and it whistled right past his helmet all the way down to the 15-yard line. So the Thayer Bobcat defense has held Mountain Grove, and the Bobcat offense in great position here to get the two-touchdown advantage. Jace Haven looks like he'll be in at quarterback for this series. At a 27-yard run, last time the Thayer Bobcats had the ball for a touchdown, the go-ahead touchdown. And here come the Bobcats. The officials are discussing something here in the Bobcat backfield before the play. I don't know what they're looking at here. And equipment issue. They made Lane Grimes pull his pants down a little bit. The knees.
You don't hear that very much.
No. Here's a give to Grimes running over the left side. Bobcats a little misdirection. Gets it down to about the 14-yard line. Only a yard on the gain for Justin Grimes. So Bobcats trying to pull one out of the a little trickery for it there. Grimes will pick up about one on the play, make a second down and 9 at the 15-yard line. Thayer Bobcats looking for that two-touchdown advantage here. Second down and 9. Haven in at quarterback here. He'll be up under center. He's got Madden and Willison in the Bobcat backfield in the I formation. Double wide set. Long signal count. Haven takes the snap, gives it to Willison. Willison cuts it upfield. He's down to the 10, down to the 9-yard line before he's brought down. That's the Jackson Willison we've been seeing all year. 9-yard pickup. That's 6 yards. That'll bring up a third down and about 4 for the Thayer Bobcats. Actually marked that ball down right on the 10. Thayer can get a first down. They got to get to the 6-yard line. So 4 yards, what they need here on a third down play. Clock is ticking with 3:35 to go in the third quarter. Haven up under center again. Bobcats in the eye. White wide to the far side. Grimes wide to the near side. Double tight end on the near side. That is Pitts. Haven trying to draw him offside. Nobody jumped. Here's a give to Willison. Willison runs over a tackler all the way down to the 1-yard line. Did you see that run by Jackson Willison? He got his face mask into the chest of the defender and ran right through him and down at the one-yard line. That is a nine-yard pickup, and we've got a penalty flag down way after the play. In fact, we've got two penalty flags down after the play. We'll see what this is all about. That's going to be a sideline warning against Mountain Grove, and their coach is all the way out near the hash mark on the sideline. They wanted an illegal procedure on the Bobcats there. Looked like Haven bobbed his head a little bit before the snap, but no call. Well, the Bobcats now with a first and goal to go at the one-yard line. They're deep in the community first red zone of the Mountain Grove Panthers. First down brought to you by the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. I think you got to go quarterback sneak right here. Ball is inside to one. Haven up under center. He turns, pitches it to Madden. Madden powers his way into the end zone over the left side. Touchdown. Thayer Bobcats. Thayer Bobcats now taking a 26-14 lead over the Mountain Grove Panthers with 3:02 to play in the third quarter. And that is a huge touchdown coming after the Bobcats got a stop on fourth down when Mountain Grove snapped the ball over the quarterback's head. So a 15-yard drive for the touchdown for the Thayer Bobcats. And Thayer's going to go for two here. They snap it to Haven. Haven running to the right side. He can walk into the end zone, and he does. Touchdown. The two-point conversion for the Thayer Bobcats. And our score now, 28-14. Thayer Bobcats with a two-touchdown lead over the Mountain Grove Panthers. And it's been all Bobcats in this third quarter. We're going to, excuse me, take a timeout. We'll be back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you're looking for a real estate agent, you might want someone who has all the knowledge, who knows all the tools, and who sees all the possibilities. When you're looking for an agent who knows all their stuff, then you might want a RE/MAX agent. RE/MAX, don't worry, we've done this a million times. Each office independently owned and operated. There are some real estate agents who rely on technology to do their jobs for them.
I have a question about my listing price.
Estimated wait time, 2 hours.
And then there are RE/MAX agents who are with you every step of the way. RE/MAX, don't worry, we've done this a million times. Each office independently owned and operated.
Now, more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
Well, Thayer Bobcats now with a 28-14 lead over the Mountain Grove Panthers. Mountain Grove scored first in this third quarter to tie the game at 14, and since then, it's been all Thayer Bobcats. Jace Haven, a 27-yard touchdown run. Jordan Madden, a 1-yard touchdown run, and then Haven on the 2-point conversion. And the Thayer Bobcats now lead it 28-14 over the Mountain Grove Panthers. That's with 3:02 remaining in the third quarter. Still a lot of football to play here at Lewis Bobson Field. Adam, you can't get too comfortable against these Panthers the way they throw the football.
No, because they're throwing it left and right.
Well, and they've shown the ability to score from midfield. I mean, they had a long touchdown. They got called back on a penalty, and that was a big play in this game. Their Bobcats are in a bunch here, like they might try an onside kick.
You never know.
Well, they're going to break it, and they're going to tee it up. And the Bobcat coaches were talking with the referee, and Coach Metcalf still talking to the referee out there. There was a little extracurricular activity after that play on the Mountain Grove Panthers shoving one of the Bobcats on the far side. I think they want that penalty called.
Yeah, Bobcat just standing there with his hands up.
And the Bobcats now have going to be called for offsides on the kickoff. We've seen that too many times this year. You can't cross the 40-yard line until the ball is kicked. And we've seen it probably about half a dozen, maybe seven or eight times.
Yeah, but I don't hate that penalty on a kickoff because it shows that your boys are excited to get down there and get
and
some
action. They didn't call a penalty. They didn't call a penalty. They're going to bring it back. They're going to tee it back up at the 40-yard line. So there was no penalty on the play. I guess the officials were not ready for play is what they're going to say. So if Thayer tees it up on the 40, he'll kick it off from there. The leg, Willison needing a good kick here. Comes to the ball, boots it in the air, high end over end kick. He goes to the left side, picked up by Mountain Grove at the 25, out to the 30-yard line, 35, and still on his feet. Now down right there at the 35-yard line. I believe that was Vaughn, number three on the kickoff return. Nope, that was number two, Casas, the senior running back on the kickoff return. And the Thayer Bobcats will have it, or the Mountain Grove Panthers, I'm sorry, will have it first and 10 at their own 35-yard line. Bobcat defense dominated the series last time Mountain Grove had the football. They did get a couple of first downs, but then the Bobcats forced them backwards, forced them into a fourth down, and they went for it and snapped the ball over the quarterback's head with the Bobcats getting the ball then at the 15. So Elliott In shotgun again for Mountain Grove. Three receivers in a bunch on the near side. They like to line up that way and then throw it the other way. But they do throw it to the left side. Ball is caught by number 12, and he's tackled immediately. Only about a four-yard pickup. And it was Jordan Madden out there on the coverage and the tackle for the Thayer Bobcats. Mean Austin Green got out there, too, along with Griffin Willison and Lane Grimes. That was number 12, right?
Yeah,
number 12. Jace Dowden with the reception. Makes it about a four-yard pickup. Dowden goes out of the game now. Number 7, Stenzel, who is a speedster. He lines up wide to the far side. Mountain Grove in the traditional double wing formation here. Elliott in shotgun again. Got a man going in motion. They hand it to him. That's number 40, the big back. He spins out of a tackle and gets a first down out to the 46-yard line. That was a nice run by number 40, Brendan Rogers from Mountain Grove. Picks up 6 yards, and now they moved it backwards a yard. I don't understand the spots here. He was easily to the 46-yard line. They marked him down to 45.
It was Mountain Grove's first down of the half.
It is their first down of the half. Their Bobcat defense has been much better here in the third quarter than they were most of the first half.
They're really good at halftime at making adjustments.
Something about fear.
Yeah.
First and 10, Mountain Grove with their own 45-yard line. Elliott and shotgun again. They hand it to the deep back, and he'll get to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it. Bobcat defensive line standing tall. And Jackson Willison there on the stop, along with Mean Austin Green, Griffin Willison there. No gain on the play for the back out of the backfield. Second down and 10. Landon Madden also making a hit in there for the Thayer Bobcats, coming from the offside linebacker spot. He's really good at reading which way the ball's going. You see Landon Madden making a lot of plays on the opposite side of the field from where he's lined up. Really good at judging where the football's going. That outside linebacker spot. Second down and 10 from Mountain Grove. Elliott back looking to throw. Bobcats don't get any pressure. Pass is incomplete. Receiver cut to the inside. Ball was thrown to the outside. It was tended for number 7, Bryce Stenzel. It was good coverage. He was in double coverage. Matter of fact, Grimes and Willison out there. So third down and 10 now for Mountain Grove at their own 45-yard line. Down by 2 touchdowns. Panthers needing to put another first down together if they want to climb back into this game. We're down to 1:02 to go in the third quarter. Bobcat defense trying to stand tall again. Third down and 10 for Mountain Grove. Elliott in shotgun. Probably going to throw it here. He is. Looking to the left side. Throws this one to the outside of the receiver again, who had cut to the inside. That's twice in a row the receiver and the quarterback have not been on the same page. And that'll bring up fourth down and 10. And Mountain Grove looks like they're going to bring on the punting unit. Yep, number 40 will go back to punt. That is Rogers, Brendan Rogers. We'll punt this ball away with just under 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Thayer Bobcats going to get it back with a 2-touchdown lead. Brendan Rogers on to punt. Now Mountain Grove gets somebody back.
And another guy comes running on.
Yep, they didn't have nearly enough guys out there. They were too short. Haven and Madden back deep for the Bobcats. Here's a high snap, and he's going to run and now boot it away, and the ball is going to hit the ground and take a Bobcat bounce. Going to be down at about the 26-yard line. Well, Thayer Bobcat, pretty good field position.
Andrew Pitts almost tackled the punter.
He did almost tackle the punter. It was a high snap, and Pitts was there, looked like he was going to block it, and the punter pulled it down and ran to the side, but then booted it just before Landry Pitts was able to get there and stop him. So good play there by Landry Pitts. The Bobcats get pretty good field position. Throwing 26-yard line. 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. Can the Bobcats put up a third unanswered score? This is exactly the way the game went last week against St. Pius. Tight game early. Thayer scoring late to put that one away 34-13. When there's 6 straight, try to make it 7 in a row here tonight. Here's Haven going to give it a pitch to Madden. Madden breaks the tackle after the 30 and brought down. That'd be a nice 5-yard run for Jordan Madden run out of the backfield. And Thayer really starting to make things happen out by that offensive line.
Yeah. Yeah,
we talked in the first half. They were kind of getting whipped up there in the first half on the line, but they have really been much better here in the third quarter.
Yeah. Yeah, they were losing the early battles pretty bad.
5-yard pickup on first down for Jordan Madden. First down brought to you by the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Thayer Bobcats. Second down and 5. Haven up under center. They are down a single wing, and they're going to give it to Madden. Madden stops in the backfield, going to get hit back there, then popped again and manages to get back to about the line of scrimmage. I mean, he took some hits and just kept on going. He is a tough kid, Jordan Madden.
Yes, he is. Took some hits and stayed up.
Could not make the game last week. And that's going to be the end of our third quarter. So Thayer Bobcats with a lead, 28-14 over the Mountain Grove Panthers. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Keep the change.
Keep the change.
Keep the change.
Saving has never been easier. With your new Keeps account, you save every time you spend. Each debit card transaction from your Keeps spending account is rounded up to the nearest dollar. The difference is then automatically deposited into your Keeps savings account. Buy the things and keep the change at keepsaccount.com. A new account from Southern Bank. Member FDIC.
Bobcat football continues now. Here's Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
We got timeout on the field here while the teams get ready to exchange ends. As we are at the end of the third quarter, Thayer leads Mountain Grove 28-14. Mike, do we have an update on that West Plains game tonight?
Haven't had an update in a while. It's still 14-7 last report. We did get an update on Jefferson and St. Vincent. Right now, Jefferson leading 35-21.
All right, thank you very much. Well, that is a big game in the district standing because of a loss by St. Vincent. And if the Thayer Bobcats can hang on and win here tonight, Thayer could move into that number one spot in the district standings and would host the first round game next week and probably the second round game on the following week. And Hayti would host the third game too, the district championship game
Jefferson.
Here at Lewis Bosman.
Moving on up.
Moving on. All right, third down and about six, actually about four here for the Mountain Grove Panthers. Elliott and shotgun. Or no, Haven with it. I'm sorry, Thayer Bobcats on a third down. They get it to Willison. Willison makes the catch. He's out to the 45 and all the way down to the 49-yard line. So the Bobcats on a third down and six throw a little out to Willison out of the backfield, and the play goes from the 30 all the way to the 49 on the other end. That is a 10, 21-yard reception by Jackson Willison. And the Thayer Bobcats move the chains. The first down brought to you by the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Well, Thayer got something going again here already with a two-touchdown lead, and we're just underway in the fourth quarter. The Mountain Grove Panthers are wore out.
Yeah.
They're standing around with their hands on their hips, their heads down. Thayer Bobcats sprint to the line of scrimmage from the huddle. 12 seconds on the play clock. Bobcats in the I formation. Madden the fullback, Willison the tailback. Haven up under center, long signal count. They give it to Willison. Willison running over the left, gets hit at the line, still manages to get down to about the 30 or the 46-yard line. Pick up about two, maybe three on the play for Jackson Willison.
Puts him at 51 yards on the night.
51 yards on the night. He had 187 last week.
Had like 147 the week before.
Yeah, he's had some really good games all season long, Madden and Willison. But last week, Willison, without Madden dressed for the game, Willison was the workhorse. And he had a 43-yarder call back, or he would have been well over 200 in the game. Yeah. Second down at about seven here for the Thayer Bobcats. Full house backfield in a power eye. Double tight set. They're going to give it on the handoff to Willison. Willison cuts it back on the inside. He's down to the 40-yard line. Fumble the football, and Mountain Grove has got it again. That is the third time that Jackson Willison has fumbled the ball tonight. Second time the Bobcats have lost the fumble. And it'll be Mountain Grove football at their own 42-yard line with 10:33 to go in the game, folks. This thing is not over.
Got to get some stick-em for that boy's hand.
Yeah, we haven't seen Jackson. Remember, early in the year, he fumbled the ball a couple of times, and then we've gone through a long stretch of no fumbles, and now all of a sudden tonight, had a little case of the fumble-itis, and it looks like Willison is going to come out of the ball game. And Bobcat coaches will talk about securing that football. Mountain Grove, first and 10. Elliott in shotgun again. Got a receiver on the near side. They're looking right. Now looking down the sideline. Ball's in the air and incomplete down to the 32-yard line. A penalty flag is down. We may have a holding call here on the Thayer Bobcats.
I think it's on Mountain Grove.
And Coach Metcalf again pleading the case from the sideline. And they're going to call this a holding on the Thayer Bobcats down to the 40-yard line. The Bobcat coaches can't believe it.
Well, the kid from Mountain Grove was holding him.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what Metcalf is saying. They call a holding on the Thayer Bobcats. And that's going to give Mountain Grove a first down, 10 yards from the line of scrimmage, and it'll be a first down for Mountain Grove, and that'll bring the ball all the way to the 47-yard line. of the Thayer Bobcats. So holding against the Thayer Bobcats. You know, I don't guess in holding that it would matter that it was an uncatchable ball because the ball was thrown out of bounds.
Right.
But it came before the ball was in the air, so it wasn't pass interference, it was holding. So here we go. New set of downs for Mountain Grove with the Bobcat 47. Bobcats have had way too many penalties here tonight. This time, Elliott in shotgun with a man on his left hip. Straight back, looking to throw. Thayer trying to get some pressure on him. He throws this one down the sideline. His man is open. It's intercepted by Landry Pitts at the 20-yard line. Landry Pitts with the interception at the 20-yard line. And what a beautiful catch by the Bobcat junior, Landry Pitts. And the Bobcats have stopped the Panthers again and take the football at their own 20-yard line. What Thayer needs right now is one of those long 7.5-minute drives to put this game away.
Yes, they do. Good job by Jace Haven. As soon as the ball was caught, he started blocking the receiver.
Yeah. Yeah, and Pitts just couldn't keep his footing, or he might have had a long return on that. But he couldn't keep his feet, and a beautiful catch. Ball was just a bit underthrown by Elliott up that sideline. And they are throwing against a crosswind, and I think that affected that ball. Grimes going wide to the far side for Thayer. Jesse White wide to the near side. Bobcats in the split back veer. Running the option. Haven's going to keep it. Gets to the line of scrimmage. Breaks the tackle. Fakes a handoff. And he's going for a touchdown.
Wow.
Haven's to the 50. He's to the 40. He's to the 30. He's to the 20. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown.
Wow.
80-yard touchdown run by Jace Haven.
Did you see that fake pitch?
He got hit at the line. He rolled off the tackle. He cut it upfield. There was a defender there. He faked the pitch to Wilson, and the defender went for the pitch, and then it was a foot race, and nobody's catching Jace Haven in a foot race on the home turf. Jace Haven, 80 yards for the touchdown with 10:05 to play in the football game. And the Thayer Bobcats now up by 3 touchdowns with the extra point try to come. And they'll send out the leg to a kick, trying to make it a 35-14 ball game. It has been all Bobcats here in the second half. Despite the penalties and despite some of the other obstacles they've fought here tonight, here at Willison with the kick. This one is right down the middle. It's good. That makes it 35-14. The Thayer Bobcats have a lead over the Mountain Grove Panthers. We'll take a timeout, back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair. And they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. So their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
More Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
Well, the place is still buzzing about that 80-yard touchdown run by Jace Haven for the Thayer Bobcats. And the fact that he went for 80 yards for the touchdowns is not the best part of the play. The fact was he got hit in the line, spun off the tackle, and then there was a defender there, and Haven faked the pitch.
Defender.
Jackson Willison was out there, the pitch man. He faked the pitch, and the defender went to go get Willison, and Haven didn't pitch it to him.
Yeah, he had his legs wrapped up.
He did.
And he went to pitch it, and the defender let go and went to...
Let go, went to Willison, and Haven goes 80 yards for the touchdown. Thayer Bobcats lead it now 35-14 over the Mountain Grove Panthers. Big play. Big, big play. Willison now to kick it off for the Thayer Bobcats. 10:05 to go here in the fourth quarter. Thayer taking control of things here on a homecoming night. Here's a good kick going to be fielded. Oh, and now fumbled by Mountain Grove. This ball is going to go out of bounds all the way back at about the 14-yard line. I think it's, 14-yard line. The deep man from Mountain Grove tried to catch it, and it bounced off his hands and went out of bounds at about the 14-yard line. So Mountain Grove with a lot of real estate between them and the goal line. If they want to try and get back in this ball game, Thayer Bobcats have dominated the second half, same way they did a week ago against St. Pius over at Festus. And that goes to the conditioning of these Thayer Bobcat football players. They just wearing other teams down. I think that's been the difference up front here tonight.
Yeah, I think you're right.
10:04 to play. Mountain Grove with it. Elliott in shotgun formation. You know they're going to come out here winging this thing. Nope, they're going to hand it off. No, quarterback's going to keep it. Elliott trying to run to the outside. Oh, 21's got it. And he's a good run all the way out to the 30-yard line. That's a 16-yard carry for number 21, Holton Glenn, a little misdirection play. And a big pickup. Thayer was not prepared for that at all.
That was a pretty play.
It was a pretty play. I thought the quarterback still had it. And it was Glenn, and showed good speed as he picks up 16 yards on
Gives
the play.
Him 18 on the night.
18 yards on the night.
Yep. At one point, he was up to 10, and then he had several losses in a row. Got down to 2, and now he's at 18.
Back up to 18. 9:38 to go. Elliott in the backfield. As shotgun formation. Hands it off. The ball carrier is hit behind the line and brought down right there. Who made that play? Was it mean Austin Green? No, it was Landon Madden made the play back at the 29-yard line. That was number 21. That was Glenn again and gets knocked down a yard behind the line. Landon Madden going knifing in there, bringing him down. And number 20 in there playing some defense now for the Thayer Bobcats. That is the youngster, Peyton Mills, the sophomore. He was there to help out.
Officials need to get a hold of this one.
It's getting kind of out of control out there. Second down and 11 now. Mountain Grove with Elliott in the backfield. Bobcats showing blitz. Elliott back looking to throw. Still with it, and he's going to get sacked. He's sacked by the Thayer Bobcats. Peyton Mills will get the sack all the way back at the 25-yard line, and a holding call going to go against the Mountain Grove Panthers. I think you declined the penalty here. Make it third down and about 15. Peyton Mills with the sack, the Bobcat sophomore.
We hadn't seen much of him tonight.
Yeah, the penalty is declined. It's going to bring up a third down. And the ball is going to be all the way back at the 21-yard line. Mountain Grove got to get to the 40 for a first down. So a 9-yard loss on the play for the quarterback, Elliott. And the Thayer Bobcats. Now, they moved it all the way back to the line of scrimmage.
What's going on here?
They moved it all the way back to the line of scrimmage. Bobcats declined the penalty. And I think the coaches are yelling at the officials saying, hey, wait a minute, we sacked him 9 yards deep. Yeah, now they're going to come to the front. Well, actually, we're going to get a timeout.
Timeout Mountain Grove.
Called by Mountain Grove. But I think if you're Thayer, you got to see him. Wait a minute. We sacked the quarterback all the way back at the 21-yard line. And they moved the ball back to the line of scrimmage, make it third down and 11. There's nothing right about that at all. And I'm not sure that the Bobcat coaches realize it yet.
I don't think they do either.
I don't think they realize that
that
ball.
I think Metcalf just now realized it, though.
That ball should be all the way back at the 21-yard line.
Yeah, Metcalf just now realized it.
Yeah, that ball should be all the way back there, at least at the 23. And the officials come together. We do have a timeout on the field. Mountain Grove called the timeout. I'm going to say this. This game has been poorly officiated.
Yes.
All right, 8:21 to go in the football game. Thayer with the lead here, 35-14 over the Mountain Grove Panthers. And again, how do you sack the guy back at the 23-yard line and they bring it all the way back to the line of scrimmage? There wasn't any forward progress there. None whatsoever. He was in shotgun and dropped back 3 or 4 steps. I think the officials are talking about it on the field right now. Problem now is they don't know where the ball is supposed to be.
Right.
I think the coaches got their attention because Thayer declined the penalty, so the penalty was a non-factor.
They're going to leave it where it's at.
Apparently they are, and that is not right. And this is twice this has happened in this game. Twice Thayer, and now they're going to call both teams together. I think the officials are going to have a little come-together meeting because things have been getting a little bit out of hand out there with some extracurricular activity, but part of that is because of the officiating. I mean, you sack a quarterback all the way back at the 23, they don't get forward progress all the way back to the line of scrimmage. And they're going to leave it there, third down and 11. 8:36 to play in the game. Mountain Grove with it, 3 receivers on the near side in a bunch. Elliott straight back looking to throw. He's looking the other way. And Bobcats hit him again. He fumbles the football. And the Thayer Bobcats
tried to pitch that to a lineman, I think.
That's exactly right. He pitched that ball to a lineman, and that is illegal. That is an illegal pass. He threw that to an ineligible receiver.
The receiver is 29, so they're going to say he had an eligible number. But he wasn't in the backfield.
No.
He was on the line, and I'm pretty sure he was covered up on the other
side.
Anyway,
they're gonna mark the ball back this time, back at the 24-yard line. He is going to be fourth down, and looks like Mountain Grove going to punt it away. Fourth and 16 after all that. I don't know what's going on out there. of a game that's been very poorly officiated. 8:29 to go in the game. Mountain Grove, the punt. Going to be a short kick. Going to hit around the 50 and go out of bounds right there. So Thayer's going to get a short field to work with here as the ball goes down out of bounds at about the 50-yard line. That's where the Thayer Bobcat offense trots back out on the field, already leading 35-14. While we get a bit of a break here to set the ball, Mike, have we got an update on that St. Vincent game? I know they were losing a bit earlier.
Yeah, end of the third quarter, it was 35-21, Jefferson leading. Also, West Plains come back now. They are tied 21-21 with Bolivar.
All right, so a good game going on up at Zizzer Stadium. And Jefferson still hanging on to the lead over St. Vincent. So that's good news for the Thayer Bobcats. First and 10, Thayer. First down brought to you by the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Maybe somebody out there can explain to me how you sack a quarterback and they don't mark off the lost yardage. All right, so Haven comes to the line. Bobcats with three receivers in a bunch on the near side. Lone setback in the backfield. They're going to pitch it to him. That is Madden. Sidesteps the tackler, breaks the tackle, spins out another, and gets to about the 47-yard line. They didn't even start that play in the right place.
No.
He ran that ball for 3 yards, and he's just now to where the first down marker is on the far side. First down marker should have been at the 50-yard line. That's where that ball went out of bounds.
Yeah.
And it's all the way down at the 47.
I'm just keeping stats at this point.
All that, and it ends up being a 1 yard gain on what should have been a 4 yard pickup. I don't know. The ball was, am I correct?
I believe so.
It
yes.
hit right on the 50 yard line and went out of bounds, and they marked it at the 47. I don't know. Anyway, Thayer on the second down and 9. Haven up under center. Got a man behind him, running the option, throws it over the middle, passes complete to Landry Pitts, the tight end down the seam, all the way down to about the 27-yard line. That'll be a 10-yard pickup. No, that's a 15-yard pickup and a first down for the Thayer Bobcats. Actually, it's a 20-yard pickup, isn't it? 10, yeah, 20 yards on the pickup for Landry Pitts, and boy, he has been good tonight catching a football.
Yes, he has. He's got a 20 and a 13 and a 14.
Wow. Good night for Landry Pitts catching the ball and a good throw by Jace Haven for the Thayer Bobcats. First and 10 for Thayer. They're down into the Community First Banking Company red zone at the 27-yard line of the Panthers, looking to put another 7 on the board. First down brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Haven in shotgun formation brings a man in motion, hands him the football.
That is Grimes.
Grimes looking to the outside, down to the 25 and the 24-yard line before he is drugged down. He'll pick up about 4 yards on the play. And with 6:52 to go in the game, Thayer Bobcats have taken control of this one here at Lewis Bosman Field. And pretty much has been all Thayer the entire second half. They have scored 1, 2, 3 unanswered touchdowns after Mountain Grove tied it early in the third quarter at 14. Bobcat offense in the huddle. 19 seconds to go on the play clock. Game tonight brought to you in part by Cruz Livestock, LLC and Thayer. State Farm Insurance, Scott Cecil in Thayer, along with Alex and Kylie O'Neill at the RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer. Stay tuned after the game for the Shelter Insurance Andrew Ekman postgame report. Second down for the Thayer Bobcats. They're going to give the ball to Jordan Madden. He's hit in the backfield and going to be driven backwards. And that play was just busted from the start. Nobody blocked on the right side of the line for the Thayer Bobcats, and the play is going to lose yardage. Well, they give him forward progress again to about the 27-yard line, right back to the line of scrimmage. Yeah, these officials refuse to have lost yardage on the play. It is third down now for the Thayer Bobcats, third down and 9. Doesn't matter, clock runs with 5:40 to go in the football game. He should have lost 3 yards on that play.
Should have, yes.
And they marked it back at the line of scrimmage. All right, 5:32 to go. In the game, Thayer up under center. Haven up under center. Going to run the football as he fades back now to the 20. Steps over a tackler and gets down inside the 20 to the 15-yard line. That's going to be a first down. Yeah, but no penalty call there. And that is a pickup of about 15 yards for Jace Haven. And the Bobcat quarterback well over 100 yards rushing in the ballgame tonight.
He's at 160. 12 carries.
160.
Yeah.
Wow, Jace Haven, 160 yards running the football.
One of those was an 80-yard run.
That helps a bunch. All right, so Thayer with another first down, and they're inside the Community First red zone of the Mountain Grove Panthers. A first down brought to you by the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Ball rests on the 15-yard line. Thayer Bobcats trying to put another score on the board. making a statement here on a Friday night. Haven gives it a little delayed handoff. Ball comes out, but the Bobcats recover. I think that was Madden that time on the carry. Ball knocked out of there. And it'll be a loss of about a yard on the play for the Thayer Bobcats on first down. If you get the fourth down here, do you let the leg come in and kick a field goal?
It's senior night.
It really is senior night. And I think you would. Because, you know, you get into the playoffs, you never know when you might need to kick one. You at least let him try.
Yeah.
And the wind has just about died down here at Lewis Bosman Field. So a wind, really would not be a factor. Allow me to open the window here for just a minute. 4 minutes exactly to go in the game. Thayer on a second down and 11. Haven up under center, straight up looking to throw. No, a little delayed handoff. Got it to Jordan Madden. Madden gets all the way down to about the 13-yard line, maybe the 12. Carrying tacklers with him as he made the play. And it'll bring up a third down now. Pickup of 4 yards on the play. Third down and 7 for Thayer with 3:40 to play in the football game. So it looks like, barring a miracle comeback, Thayer Bobcats are going to win on homecoming and win their 7th straight game. They'll be 7-1 going into the districts next Friday night, which will be right here at Lewis Bosman Field. Haven comes to the line, split back veer, double wide set. Haven under center, long signal count, and there's a penalty on the Bobcats.
Yep.
We had one of the offensive linemen move, and that caused the running back to move. And
Six hinkies on the field.
Be a 5-yard loss on the play. Makes it third down now at about 12. But they are getting ready to celebrate a homecoming victory here on this beautiful Friday night. And it's turned out to be a beautiful night for football.
Yeah, it really has.
And the crowd is hung around. Pretty good crowd.
It's been folks, a pretty good ball game.
Yeah, folks social distancing out there. Comes Thayer on a third down and 12. Haven up under center. Bobcats in the offset eye. Haven fakes a handoff. Now gives it to
Jesse White.
Jesse White running to the outside. Trying to get the corner. Gets hit. Breaks the tackle. He's got a first down. To the 4-yard line. Thayer Bobcats on the jet sweep. And Jesse White goes for 15 yards and a first down for the Thayer Bobcats with 2:51 to go in the football game. White turning on the Jets.
Made one defender
on
miss.
The sweep as a Bobcat first down in the Community First Banking Company red zone. First down brought to you by the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. It'll be first and goal to go from about the 4-yard line. Jesse almost made the mistake of stopping out there on the corner, but he planted that outside foot and he cut inside the defender. Picked up another 10 yards. Bobcats here in the split back veer. 2:30 to go. Chris Cray into the game. Haven gives it in the middle, and it is touchdown for the Thayer Bobcats.
Jackson Willison.
Jackson Willison on the touchdown run from 4 yards out. His second touchdown of the night, and the Thayer Bobcats making it a rout. It is 41-14. Thayer leads Mountain Grove with 2:24 to play in the football game. Willison, his second touchdown of the night. That is a 4-yard run for the Thayer Bobcats. Extra point try still to come. It'll be Leg Willison, Cale Willison. Sometimes we forget to say his name. Cale Willison for the Thayer Bobcats. He prefers to be called Leg, and now Mountain Grove's going to jump off sides. Really? And a 41-14 lead, or 41-14 game, you want to block the extra point. But anyway, Mountain Grove jumps offside, so that'll take it half the distance to the goal line. And Thayer will move it up about 2 yards, and Willison will kick for the 42nd point of the game. Well, the Bobcats now with 4 unanswered touchdowns to go with the 2 they had early. 6 touchdowns on the line. Here's a bad snap. Bobcats running the fire drill. Haven throws it into the end zone, falling backwards.
It's
caught by Jordan Madden. The 2-point conversion is good. Can you believe the play
just
by
throw it
Jace
up. Madden
Haven?
Will get it.
Jace Haven falling backwards just launched that thing into the end zone, and Jordan Madden was there to make the reception. 2-point conversion is good. That makes it 43-14. Thayer Bobcats, and everything going the Bobcats way here.
And kiddos, if
in this fourth quarter,
this is why you need to know your place, because
exactly.
He knew exactly where Jordan Madden was supposed to be.
Exactly
on that drill.
Yes, and nobody out there defensively for Mountain Grove, and Haven just threw it to the left side of the end zone, put enough air under that Madden could go get it, and an easy 2-point conversion on a busted play. That was beautiful. Beautiful play, and boy, this Haven just keeps making plays that would just shake our head.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep making plays that just make you shake your head. Yeah, what do they call it? Mahomes Haven. What they call it. So Thayer leads it now 43-14 with 2:24 to play in the game. And Mountain Grove will receive the kick here, and they're just kind of looking over and going, what in the world has happened?
Yeah, because they were in this at halftime.
At 9:13 to go in the third quarter, we were tied at 14. Thayer has rumbled off 4 unanswered touchdowns. Here's a kick by Willison, taking it to 20. Ball carrier gets out to the 30-yard line. Still with the football on his feet out to about the 31. And now we got penalty flags down. We got Mountain Grove players hitting Thayer Bobcat players after the whistle. And I mean, Bobcat fans are absolutely coming unglued out here by some of the late hits by these Mountain Grove
Panthers. 40 yards down the field had to throw the flag.
Yeah, because the official right next to it wouldn't throw it. I mean, even in a 43-14 game, Thayer Bobcat fans upset the officiating. It's a personal foul against Mountain Grove. I mean, that was well after the play, a Mountain Grove player. And
it's been happening all night.
It has been happening all night. And finally, the Thayer Bobcat fans have just had enough of it. Enough is enough is enough. So 2:14 to play in the game. And I guarantee you, Adam, and we know Coach Billy Weber likes to be fair. I mean, he wants to get his 13 points, get a comfortable lead. But when things that are going on the field like have been going on the field, he's going to lay the hammer down.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what he's done here in the fourth quarter.
Absolutely.
And he has laid the hammer down.
If that stuff wasn't going on, there's a good chance the JV is playing right now.
Oh, exactly. But they're not. Varsity's still out there.
Well, you can't afford to get those kids hurt.
Right.
You're only as good as your weakest player. And those guys make you in the practice.
And there are a couple of subs out there on the defense, but not a whole lot. 2:14 to go in the game. Mountain Grove. Backed up to their own 15-yard line. They give it on a handoff, running up in the middle. Nowhere to go for the ball carrier. I believe that was number 21, Holland Glenn on the carry. And they're going to give him about 3 yards on the play. Forward progress out to the 20. Clock is running down to a minute 55 to go. Thayer Bobcats going to go to 7-1. 7 straight wins after the season-opening loss to Hayti. 30-28 in a game that, quite honestly, the Thayer Bobcats should have won. But that's the game when they played. Jace Haven got hurt in the scrimmage game up at West Plains on the first play. And
yep.
Thayer only had 3 days of practice to prepare a backup quarterback to become the starter.
He'd been a quarterback for 9 days.
Yeah. Minute 26 to go. Here is Mountain Grove running again up in the middle. The ball is going to go down. Ball carrier going to go down right at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. I believe that was the quarterback. No, it was number 29 that time.
Bevin.
Now that was Bevin. Thayer Bobcats making the stop. Victorino making the stop for the Bobcats. Back in there after being out for a couple of weeks. So Alex Victorino with a stop. And we're down to 1 minute to play. It'll be third down and 6 now for the Mountain Grove Panthers. Two more snaps to the ball and this game will be over. And the Thayer Bobcats can begin getting ready for district game number 1 next Friday night right here at Lewis Bosman Field. Folks, you need to come out and watch these Bobcats play. They can be special. They are special. Elliott again up under center, 35 seconds to go. Play clock is down to 7 for the Panthers. Quarterback in shotgun, just the sophomore. Going to give it an inside handoff. And the ball carrier breaks the tackle. Gets all the way out to the 35 before he's brought down. That is number 29 again. That is Bevin. And he'll pick up almost 18 yards on the carry. 18 yards and a first down for Mountain Grove. Will they get another playoff? That's the question here. We're down to 19 seconds to go.
No, it doesn't look like it. They're walking off the field.
Yeah, they look like they're going to walk off the field. Their linemen are absolutely exhausted. Their biggest lineman, he's saying, let's go.
It was a dogfight.
Yeah, he said, let's go. Let's get off the field. And now Mountain Grove, they're not even going to try and run another play. There you go. It's the final, 43-14. The Thayer Bobcats dominate the Mountain Grove Panthers here at Lewis Bosman Field in the second half. And they turned a 14-14 game into a 43-14 rout. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back with your Shelter Insurance and Directman post-game report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
In sports, success is measured in the number of points scored, in games won, and in championships earned. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, in being there when you need us. In fact, 9 out of 10 people surveyed with a claim would recommend Shelter to a friend. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Simmons Bank is proud to support the Bobcats. Simmons believes that healthy, vibrant communities don't just happen on their own. They happen when people make investments in each other because we accomplish more together than we do alone. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
Simmons Bank is here for all the Bobcat fans. Simmons Bank takes pride in helping customers realize their dream to buy the perfect home, start a business, or save for a child's college education. Visit a branch or get more information online at SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate is once again proud to sponsor Thayer Bobcat Sports. The Bobcats are renowned for their hard work and dedication. Our team at Century 21 pride ourselves on our work ethic and strive to serve you with the utmost honesty and integrity. We wish success for the Bobcats and hope that you will allow us at Century 21 to assist you in your successful real estate endeavors. Whether buying or selling, give us a call at 417-264-7000 and let us put our knowledge, experience, and marketing ability to work for you. Each office in Empoli owned and operated.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football with Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
And we're back here at Lewis Bosman Field in Thayer, where the Thayer Bobcats making it a happy homecoming for 2020 with a 43-14 win over the very game Mountain Grove Panthers, at least early in the football game. Let's run down the scoring. First up, Thayer Bobcats. They took the opening kick. They drove it 65 yards down the field. And with 8:18 to play in the first quarter, Thayer hit on an 8-yard touchdown run by Jackson Willison. Extra point was good. Thayer led at that point 7-0. Mountain Grove would come back before the end of the quarter, and it was Elliott to Dowden on a 10-yard touchdown pass. Mountain Grove tied it at 7 at the end of one quarter. After a fumble, Haven, then in the second quarter, hit Landry Pitts on a 14-yard touchdown pass. Extra point was good. Thayer led 14-7 at halftime. In the third quarter, Mountain Grove got the ball to start. They punted to the Thayer Bobcats, and on the first play, Bobcats fumbled, and Mountain Grove scored about four plays later. It was Elliott, a 15-yard touchdown pass to Glenn. The extra point was good, and with 9:13 to play in the third quarter, our game was tied at 14, and then the Thayer Bobcats just took over. A 27-yard touchdown run by Jace Haven. Extra point was no good. Thayer led 20-14. Then with 3:02 to play in the third, Jordan Madden scored on a 1-yard touchdown run. Two-point conversion was good, made it 28-14 at that point. Thayer added two more touchdowns in the fourth quarter with 10:05 to go. Jace Haven on one of the prettiest runs that I've seen in my 39 years of doing Thayer Bobcat football. Haven went 80 yards for a touchdown. The extra point was good. That made it 35-14. And on that run, it was a quarterback, or it was the option. Thayer running the option. And Haven decided to keep it. He got hit in the backfield. He spun out of the tackle. He started to turn upfield, and somebody, a defender, grabbed hold of his legs. Haven faked the pitch. The defender let go to go get the pitch man. Haven didn't pitch the ball. And then he took off and went 80 yards for the touchdown. It was just absolutely an amazing play. And then with 2:24 to go in the game, a 4-yard touchdown run by Jackson Willison, his second touchdown of the night. Thayer Bobcats hit a two-point conversion on a busted play. It was a bad snap, and Haven, as he was falling down backwards, just threw the ball up in the air, and Jordan Madden was under it, made the reception for the two-point conversion. 43-14, Thayer Bobcats with the win over the Mountain Grove Panthers here tonight. You're listening to the Shelter Insurance Andrew Ekman of West Plains Bobcat postgame report. Of course, coming up in a little bit, we'll be naming the Thayer Bobcat player of the game. And Statman Adam is working on the final stats for you. We will have those in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Knox Orthopedics, we put you first. We know when injury occurs, pain won't wait for an appointment. Hi, this is Dr. Knox. I, along with Drs. Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, make it our priority to see you as soon as possible. You will find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well at Knox Orthopedic. Appointments available in West Plains and Mountain Home. We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
You've been involved in a crash, or maybe a deer is rammed into the side of your rig. What do you do now? Well, you go to Oregon County Cars in Thayer. They are now a collision repair estimate center. Just stop by anytime. They'll do your estimate. They'll deal with your insurance company and help you get your vehicle repaired and back on the road. And if your rig is dirty and needs a good detail job, well, they do those too, starting as low as $60. And of course, they got a lot full of quality pre-owned vehicles. Oregon County Cars, collision repair estimate and detail center in Thayer. OregonCountyCars.com. Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got you covered this sports season. That's right, shop at Monty's, where you'll find Under Armour cleats, sports socks, compression wear, backpacks, sack packs, ball caps, and much more. Find Wilson football, softballs, and equipment as well. Visit with Monty's about outfitting your team or youth organization with custom uniforms, booster apparel, game equipment, and more. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Now, more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
We're back after the ball game against Thayer. Bobcats have beaten the Mountain Grove Panthers here at Lewis Bossman Field. 43-14 is your final, and welcome back here to the Shelter Insurance. Andrew Ekman of West Plains Bobcat postgame report. And Statman Adams have been working on the stats here, and the way it ends up, pretty lopsided.
Statman Michael down there doing a job of getting Coach Weber.
Going down rounding up Coach Evan for us, or Coach Weber for us.
All right, yeah, really lopsided once you look at the stats of the second half. But we'll start with the Mountain Grove Panthers. Number five, that's Tyson Elliott, passing was 14 for 23 with 147 yards. And again, Henry, they tried a halfback pass early on, and he was 0 for 1. But Elliott was, like I said, 14 for 23 with 147 yards. He had ended the night with two interceptions, two touchdowns, and only two first downs. Rushing-wise, the Mountain Grove Panthers were 69 yards, seven first downs, brings their total to 216 yards with 12 first downs. And individually, Tyson Elliott had negative 4 yards rushing on one carry. Bevin, number 29, he had 10 carries for 35 yards. Hauling Glenn had 20 yards on 11 carries, and they were a hard 11 carries.
Yeah, they were.
And Brendan Rogers, number 40, he had 14 yards on four carries. Then you get to the Thayer Bobcats stat line here, and Jace Haven had 97 yards passing, and he was, I didn't write it down, 2 for 2, 4 for 6. He was 6 for 8 with 97 yards, four first downs, and one touchdown passing. Rushing-wise, they had 262 total yards with 9 first downs and 4 touchdowns. That'll bring their totals to 359 yards, 13 first downs, and 6 touchdowns. Individually rushing, Jace Haven had 160 yards on 12 carries, 80 of that coming off of one carry. He did have two rushing touchdowns. Jackson Willison had 55 yards on 13 carries with 2 touchdowns. Landon Madden had one carry with 1 yard. Jordan Madden, sorry, had 26 yards on 11 carries. Lane Grimes with 1 yard on one carry. And Jesse White on a reverse had 15 carries with, or sorry, 15 yards on one carry.
All right, so Bobcats, dominate the stat sheet. Come on in. Coach Billy Weber has made his way up into the booth here. Get in out of the wind and out of the cold up here. We're nice and warm with the window shut. Coach, congratulations. Number 7 in a row, and I don't know if any of them have been any sweeter than this one.
It's awful good one. Tough game. Just what we expected, and this one is sweet.
Early in the game, let's just kind of break this down into two halves, because just like last week, this game really was two different halves. Close ball game. I thought you guys were getting beat up front.
No doubt, and they made a couple of adjustments defensively that were giving us fits and gave us fits throughout the night. Mm-hmm. Because it's something that we hadn't seen from them. Of course, we run to the tight end heavy. And then, we hadn't seen those adjustments out of them, and it gave us fits all night. But they're a well-coached team, awfully good football team. I think we ended up being able to capitalize on some opportunities second half that we didn't in the first half.
Yeah, and I thought you kind of wore them down. I mean, it looked like they seemed to be a little bit tired, didn't have as much hop in their step, especially late in the ball game. And your guys, took advantage of some opportunities. And your senior, Jace Haven, just kind of put this team on his back in the second half and just dominated.
For sure did, and that's a thing. He made some plays that it was almost like, well, he's tackled, he's not tackled, and then it's a 70-yard touchdown practically on that last one. So awfully big on his part. And, we kind of challenged our guys at halftime, and I think they accepted the challenge, and that's what we've got to understand from here on out. We've got to play hungry. We've got to find that passion. And I expressed to them that maybe we are not playing with the intensity that we did in the first half of the season, maybe. Yeah. And we've got to get that back.
Yeah, I thought that, the last three ball games since the off week, I mean, it seemed like that intensity was there up until we had that off week with a no game, and it's kind of been hard to get it back.
Yes, yeah, and that's the thing. Your success breeds success, but at the same time, and we talked about not being too prideful now. You can't be resting on your laurels here with what we've accomplished, because we want to accomplish so much more.
Yeah, 7 in a row, and now let's talk about this SCA championship thing, because I know we're undefeated in the games that we played in the SCA, but we are missing two games. Didn't play Houston, didn't play Willow Springs. I'm hearing that there's going to be a meeting next week to determine if Thayer gets the championship or what's going to happen.
Yeah, it will be voted on or looked at. I don't see anyone voting against us, even though we didn't have those two games. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty sure it will go our way. The thing about it is we played all the strongest teams in the conference. And played well against them, so I just can't see how it wouldn't go our way.
Yeah, and even the game that might have made a little bit of a difference, Liberty, who we beat 27-0, and we didn't play Houston, which everybody thought would be pretty good coming in the year, but Liberty has beaten Houston tonight 34-0.
Yes, exactly.
So that's yep. Now we also know that St. Vincent, and Mike, you might have an update for us there back at the studio, but St. Vincent was losing to Jefferson earlier. Have we got an update on that one?
We do. St. Vincent did lose. Jefferson won it 35-28.
So I mean, that should put us in the number one spot in the district.
Very possibly. The thing about it is we want them to stay in two.
Right.
Hey, tie to stay three. So hopefully that is a good enough, close enough game for St. Vincent to stay in that two hole.
All right. And I know it's awfully good to get at least the first two right here at Lewis Boston Field.
Oh, you bet. You bet. And we'd take all of them if we can get them.
Absolutely. Coach Billy Weber of the Thayer Bobcats.
Thank you, Mike.
Again, winners of 7 in a row. And in all likelihood, the SCA champions for the first time since 1981. Now, do keep in mind that there was about 20 years in there where the Thayer Bobcats did not play in the SCA. But even at that, 39 years between conference championships, it's just a great night here at Lewis Boston Field. All right, we need to name the Thayer Bobcat Player of the Game. And, of course, the Thayer Bobcat Player of the Game is brought to you by the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. And we will do that right after this.
Flag is down. Another flag comes in. There are six flags on the field.
Ozarks Medical Center encourages all athletes to play safe and have good sportsmanship. We hope you never have to visit OMC's orthopedic clinic, but if you do, their doctors are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, offering exceptional compassionate care of fractures, sports injuries, as well as total joint replacements. Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedics are cheering for you and here if you need them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains.
Bobcat football continues now. Here's Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
And we're back to name the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. They are Bobcat Player of the Game, and we're in unanimous agreement here in the booth. It goes to the Thayer Bobcat senior, Jace Haven, 160-yard rushing tonight to go with another 97 yards passing. I mean, that's...
three touchdowns if you include the rushing and the...
So just an outstanding night. And played a lot on the defensive side of the ball, made some big plays up there as well. So Jace Haven, our OMC Orthopedic Clinic Bobcat Player of the Game. All right, so we do know the next week, and we do not know the opponent yet, and we'll get that figured out by Monday and let you know on Monday on the sports news at K-Country 95. But the Thayer Bobcats, in all likelihood, have won the SCA Conference Championship here tonight, and they have won seven in a row. They are 7-1 on the year. And then, again, all likelihood will take over the number one spot in the district standings. Well, good ball game. Anything, final word from you, Statman Adam?
No, good ball game.
Good ball game. Thayer, you know, took a while, as Coach Weber said, really began to kind of get control of this game up front there in the second half and put this game away. And give an honorable mention on the player of the game to that offensive line in the second half. They did a tremendous job.
Yeah, they finally wore down the Mountain Grove Panthers, and it was game over once that started to happen.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for tonight for Lewis Bosman Field. Y'all enjoy the rest of the homecoming weekend. Our Thayer Bobcat football tonight brought to you by Ozarka College in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply of Thayer and West Plains. Knox Orthopedic in Mountain Home and West Plains. Dr. Mike Kersey and staff at the Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley in Thayer. The Simmons Bank in Mammoth Spring. Oregon County Cars in Thayer. Century 21 Combs and Associates in Thayer. Thayer Dental Care. And by the way, Bobcats score 6 touchdowns tonight?
6 touchdowns.
6 touchdowns. That's another $300 for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, thanks to the Thayer Dental Clinic. Monty's Outdoors of West Plains. FNBC Community Bankers. The Car Doctor 2 in Thayer. Allen Supported Living. Shelter Insurance. Andrew Eckman of West Plains. The Thayer Pizza Inn. Southern Bank in Thayer. The Ozark Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains. The Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Alex and Kylie O'Neill, REMAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer, State Farm Insurance, Scott Cecil in Thayer, and Cruz Livestock, LLC. For Mike back in the studio and Statman Adam here in the booth, I'm the Red Bull Mike Crace. Till next time, have a good time. Thayer Bobcat Football, a presentation of the Ecom Sports Network.